All right, so lucid drinking episode 11. I'm glad I finally know what episode we're on. We got a couple of Zachs. We got DeWiki and El Warden. So what's pop? What's up?
Nice. You pronounced my name well.
What's pop?
Is that not what you said? Well, is that not how you pronounce it?
No, like what? Well is satisfactory, right?
Okay.
DeWiki.
Yeah. Like you, yeah.
It was good.
How was it? Good. Right. I was worried about fucking it up, honestly, like an hour ago.
I just realized that there's a DeWiki Park on the east side of Detroit. I just drove past it yesterday.
So it was like do or duh?
Do.
Okay.
Do.
Do. How you doing in there?
How we doing? How we doing?
Spelled the same?
How we spelled the same.
You got any fucked up stories on that? Like growing up, people butchering it? Because I remember one time I got a teacher called me Relish once.
That's bullshit.
Relish?
That shit will scar you for life.
It fucks, yeah. Fucks
they used
you
to
up,
call
man.
Me Doohickey.
Oh, yeah.
Doohickey.
Yeah.
I have an H in there.
Real clever.
Jesus.
Yeah. All sorts of shit like that.
Tragic.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got some Mad Dog.
We got Bling Bling.
I went to 3 different liquor stores to find this
dude,
shit.
Dude, it's why would it be so rare?
That's awesome.
I went to this one down the street, and I was like looking around. He's like, "What's up, man? What you looking for?" I was like, "Mad Dog, MD."
Which you're proud to say.
Mad Dog. He's like, "Nah, man. You might have to go to the hood for that one, dog. I haven't seen that one in years." I was like, "Fuck." Literally went to the next one, and they had it, and I was like, "Oh, damn. Is it really that rare or no? I don't know."
We used to have it at the bodega right by our house in Kalamazoo. So we used to only walk like a block to get it.
That's what I'm saying. It's not by the liquor store by me, and like
that's strange.
Downtown
though.
Detroit, it must be there.
And where I'm living in the Upper Peninsula, we found one place with it, and they only have the Electric Melon and this one that you're holding right here, the blue raspberry,
the bling.
Yeah, and you got to drive to like a remote area to get it, so it like doesn't exist up
Youpers
there.
Upers have it rough.
It is rough for us.
What is that one again? Blue raspberry. Oh yeah, with the bling. I don't know. How do you guys want to do this?
Can you explain why you thought this would be?
Oh, Jay-Z told me that you guys drink it all the time, and I was like, oh, all right.
That's our reputation.
Yeah.
Didn't get one. I got a variety pack.
Yeah. Well, I saw them, and I was like, all right, well, there's going to be five of us, and they had five different flavors there, so I was like, fuck it. All right. Should we open? Should we open this? Okay, so you're saying, like, this is, like, a weird color, right?
So, yeah, you need to elaborate on like how this that one, does not normally look that.
So on camera, that looks pretty what? Cream?
It's like an brown on
it. Yeah. It looks like puddle water.
Yeah. Puddle water.
Usually it's a pink color.
What kind of photo is it?
It's going to taste good.
It has like a coat on the bottom.
Is that which one is that?
On the very bottom of design.
Let's say 517. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck, boys. This might be old.
Are you serious? This actually says there's a time or something.
I mean, it can't really get that much worse.
You can't see a date on this one. This one's completely
Because this one, oh, no, these are just a bunch of numbers. I don't know, because I just see 17 on there, like March 4th, 17th, maybe.
The further you investigate, the more sorry you'll be.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Which one should we open first?
Oh, man.
I must take a course from 2015 the other day. That was terrible.
Should we just go with the puddle water?
I'm not going to not
way
try
off.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Dude, I'm telling you.
I'm not drinking that one.
You guys got to like put that picture
We're definitely drinking this one. Oh, send me the photo of that.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, great.
I got to call into work tomorrow.
Show the camera what that's supposed to
We'll just put it over the screen. Dude, this is sticky when I opened it.
No.
Yeah, I'm not touching that.
No, fuck.
This is good for us.
Here we go. Hell no.
There we go.
This is like your favorite shit, Warden.
I know.
Lucky enough to get the Mad Dog. Even more lucky to have it out of date.
Right, well, I don't know what that's supposed to taste like, so well, I'll let you tell me.
It's like a fine 20-year.
It's
know,
aged. It's actually aged. It is a wine.
I'd say it's considered wine. So
it might be good that it's older.
Just needs to aerate a little bit.
Age like fine wine.
It smells okay.
Suck it, dude.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'm down with it.
It's not that far off, actually.
Yeah, okay.
It might be a little bit more tart, but it's really not that far off.
A little more tangy.
It's just really off-putting.
It's like, yeah, you gotta get golf in here real quick. Jesus.
Yeah, a little tangy treat.
I should have never looked at
that.
That's what that one says.
Yeah. I never noticed.
Do they all
that.
Have taglines?
I think only that one does.
What are we getting into here?
Electric Melon.
This
is
one's
special.
Just grape wine.
Man, that shit is good, though.
I feel like Dragon Fruit's ass, honestly.
Serve cold.
The orange one just reminds me of Tone.
Yeah,
with the
Brass
cold
Monkey.
40 orange juice. That would
honestly,
be Brass Monkey.
That one's not bad. The orange Jubilee is pretty decent.
Try. One of my faves.
Yeah, that's a staple.
That's a good homie.
Ooh, that one is pretty good. That's the homie. Yeah,
that's a staple.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Let me. That's that homie. Do not drink two of them though.
God.
Yeah, good story about that. someone drinking to or you drinking well, to?
Was that the homie?
Well, one of our buddies.
Was that?
Yeah, give us your MD experiences.
Names, it'll go nameless.
Yeah.
But we got the Orange Jubilee, just one bottle one night, and he had not had Mad Dog. And first sip, instantly you see his eyes light up. He fell in love. So he instantly went back to the store to get two more bottles of Jubilee. And the dude at running the cashier, he was like, dude, if you drink those, you're going to fucking black out.
Something about like a stomach ache too or something, didn't he?
Yeah. It was basically like warning him. That's exactly what happened. He just got way too fucked up. Drove home. Who knows how many people he killed on the way.
He did throw up though too, he said, right?
Yeah.
He threw it up for sure.
And then he quit drinking for like, like 6 months after that. Oh man. He probably won't. I don't know.
If he sees it. Right. Yeah, whatever.
Up next we've got what? Banana Red.
Oh, yeah. That's a Dewicky staple.
That one's not bad.
That's your like claim to fame.
The orange one's pretty good.
Banana Red?
Yeah.
Because it's so fucking stupid. That what the fuck? why is it red? It doesn't make any fucking
banana
sense.
Banana red.
Is it just mixed with...
It's the most comical.
What is grape wine? So that's probably why.
Tastes maybe like cough syrup. Make a,
does it really?
That one's ass.
I kind of figured that.
I think it's the worst one.
Really?
Most frequently bought.
You buy it. No. The worst one is habanero lime.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That is the worst.
See, those fruit fuckers are coming in. right when you crack it open.
I crack the banana and they go fucking nuts, man.
So many.
Dude, they went nuts.
Yeah, this isn't. I don't know how I feel about this one.
This one's not a tangy treat at all.
Tangy treat. Like, I'll drink
it looks
it,
like it should be like a fruit punch, but no.
Reminds me of banana runs. Ugh. Fuck those.
Oh, dude, it does, yeah.
But with red.
That looks like it should be the best one.
This is the most variety I've ever had the pleasure.
Did you say Jubilee's probably the best one? Dude, I honestly with this one.
It's like a mimosa.
The best right now.
I wasn't hyped
on
that one, honestly.
Like mimosa, I think Jubilee's like the most normal. I don't know if it's the best per se, but it's most like normal. Well, actually, they have an actual wine one, too. They have like a regular one.
So is dragon fruit going to give us this like cough syrupy taste? Or is it going to be different?
I don't. I feel like I don't like this one, though. Can't recall.
Dude, there's floaties in it. There's shit flowing around.
There's a sick looking dragon in it.
God, you're right. There totally is. Oh.
Dude, don't say that.
Dude, you got to shake well before you open.
Do you have the receipts for these?
Are you supposed to shake these? Dude, you think I'm going to go back to Sunnyside? They'd be like, I'm sick of you motherfuckers. Bring your drinks back here. Yeah, that one actually tastes really similar to this one.
I bought cores from there that were from 2015 and 2018, 3 years old. Like, what the fuck?
Dude, this one tastes like, this kind of tastes like coffee to you or something fucked up at the end.
Coffee? No.
Taste that and tell me. There's like almost like a coffee. Well, I have a matured palate, so I don't expect you to mature.
Dude, the fruit flies are going insane. They're like, what are these drinks you guys just opened?
I thought Dewicky's eyes were about to go cross-eyed. You're sipping that.
About to go dummy off the Mad Dog.
Yeah, these red ones aren't really that great. Both of those are, yeah. I don't want either one of those ever
Tony
again.
Tony wants a Mad Dog?
Oh, that's just.
God.
But the dragon's dope looking, but terrible. It tastes like ass. All
right, bling bling.
How are you looking?
Does it taste like a Gatorade? It's like a candy or there's something it tastes like.
It hits you hard, bro.
Puts the cap back on to preserve flavor within 2 seconds.
Yeah, it's pretty new actually.
That one's instant stomach ache, but pretty tasty.
Yeah, that one's only that one will give you.
That's
like it tastes so good.
Look at all the fruit flies.
They must smell
the fruit flies are hyped.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
They're multiplying.
They're nesting in the MD 2020.
I'm gonna go back to the Jubilee.
I agree, it tastes like an instant stomachache.
I'm gonna go back to this.
Oh wow.
I don't want any of those.
Out of all of them, Jubilee is my top.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna give that one an 8 out of 10. The rest of them. Well, actually, 8 out of 10.
Dude, I'm going to say...
I don't even know if it's going to get an 8 for, you know...
Yeah, I'm going to say 5.
For that? I like the orange
I'll
Jubilee.
Drink these, but I'm if they're there, I'd drink them.
It's all for fun.
No, let's
that's
just
the
go,
bottom line.
Let's
just, morale, if anything.
Yeah.
Let's just go
no one likes it.
Let's just go Mad Dog in general.
This isn't that bad.
Mad Dog in general? Oh, yeah. Well, that's an easy 5 out of 10. Maybe. Sorry.
I mean,
I can't fuck with you anymore.
Sorry.
If you buy Mad Dog for the drinking experience, you're just dead wrong. It's all about morale, really.
It's about fucking you up quick.
Yeah. It's just a bad joke that's gone too far, honestly.
In a way too deep.
This is dangerous.
We just finished Taco Bell
on the way over.
Had to make a stop.
Yeah. The employees there were all really happy. It was crazy.
You guys like Del Taco better or Taco Bell?
Fuck Del Taco. I'll say it.
What?
I'll say it. It's not good.
What?
Oh, damn.
I know, right? That's...
It's all right. I don't like Mad Dogs. Okay. He doesn't like Del Taco. It's all right.
I mean, same thing with Jimmy John's.
God damn,
you know?
Dude, I won't eat there for that reason, too. Dude,
what is that?
I got a fucked up Jimmy John's story, actually.
The dude who owns it like is like a rare game hunter.
Like endangered
species. Like rips horns off fucking... I don't know, some animal.
Hippopotamuses.
The hipporosinus.
Hipporosinus.
No, I actually got a fucked up
story. Mad dog hits quick.
I got a fucked up story.
Mad dog.
Before you go, Zach, really quick, the dude actually his yacht. He has a yacht that he sold off to George Clooney, and it goes to the Detroit Yacht Club every summer. And it's like they call it the Jimmy, and it goes, and we dock it every single year. And they're the most fucked up people ever, like the rudest.
Not surprised.
Yeah.
They come off. They're like fucking demanding everything. We're like, yeah, we don't do that kind of shit. And then we're like, where are you from? What boat are you from? They're like, the Jimmy. We're like, oh, shocker.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah.
The Jimmy John's.
Their sandwiches are mediocre at best. Cause just buy them because they're open late and they deliver and shit. That's my opinion on it.
I think Subway's better than Jimmy John's, honestly. Yeah.
They use Hellman's mayo. Oh, wait. Never mind. I'm out of the combo. I lost it.
No, they do, don't they?
Jimmy John's does. What were you guys talking about?
I wish we had Chiba Huts.
We were talking about that.
Dude, Chiba Huts. Have you ever had Chiba Hut over on the West
Coast?
Never heard of it.
Dude, how delicious. Much do you eat?
A lot, man.
Every day.
We can do a lucid eating, man.
Eating is sick. Down. Eating is fucking sick.
Pretty much what I live
love
for.
Love it.
Right.
Dude.
Get so excited. I can't wait for breakfast tomorrow.
Fuck yes.
Gotta eat every day. It's fucking annoying.
Breakfast is my favorite.
Oh, I woke up again. Fuck, I gotta eat again. Fuck.
Sometimes it's a chore and you just have to get some sustenance.
Yeah.
Go to the vending machine, get a payday. Some shit like that.
I've been living like that a lot lately. It's
you're not yourself when you're hungry, you know?
Yeah.
Quick Snickers. All right, so what's your Jimmy story?
Oh, shit. Okay, a buddy of mine from Milwaukee told me this story about a buddy of his, or maybe it was a friend of a friend. I don't know how far this story travels. He told me this story that this Jimmy John's driver was driving to kind of like a hood part, doing a delivery, and he got robbed, sure. They took all the money, whatever the case, and he went back, and they took it out of his paycheck in the end of the day, and it's just like, well, that's pretty fucked up. Like, he's out at gunpoint. So, like, whatever, he keeps working there. And then I think it was, like, months later, it happened again.
No.
Like, he was getting robbed again, and this time with the thought, like, okay, well, I'm going to defend myself because this is going to come out of my paycheck again, and the dude got fucking killed.
No way. Yeah. Jesus.
That's the story I heard. I was like a friend of a friend type thing, but
depressing.
Yeah.
How did Jimmy John's, yeah, like, lucky. Was there any, like,
publicity on that?
Like, what happened in Jimmy, like, that? All right, homie died. Was it like
hire a new one?
Though?
I don't know.
Like,
they probably, you know, just tried to keep that shit hush hush.
Yeah,
I bet.
Well, did you guys ever see that stuff that was going around on the internet too about like the Jimmy John's contracts they had their employees sign, and there was like all these loophole ways of like once they sign that they can't work in food businesses within so and so radius and stuff too.
Oh, I've heard of that before. Yeah.
It was I don't know. I just don't fuck with that place for that reason.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Is that a conspiracy theory you've looked up?
No, I mean, when I was like 17, I worked at Wendy's, and that was something like that. Like, okay. If you were looking for a new job, it couldn't be like at McDonald's or anything like that.
Really? So they do that there too.
Was that only for a long period of time?
Like, obviously, you can't, probably not like forever. But
yeah,
like,
they can't keep you to life.
I can't leave Wendy's to go to McDonald's somewhere else or something like that.
That's ridiculous when it comes down to a job of that level. Though, like,
people. Well, when I signed my first teaching contract for like a charter school, they were like, "You can't work at any Dearborn public schools because it was a predominantly Islamic and like Muslim charter school."
Sure.
And most of Dearborn schools are like Islamic Muslim students, so they're like, "If you get a job here, you cannot work for Dearborn public after, or we could come sue you." And I'm like, "Wait, what?"
That's
I ended up going
wild.
To work in Belleville. Yeah, but it's like, how really you're gonna tell me that you can like. After the fact, I leave here and go to another place, you're going to try and sue me because I work in a different school district. Like, that's fucked up.
Yeah, like, why are they limiting things like that? I don't get it. It's all for the betterment. I don't understand.
I wonder if it's like...
Selfish.
Like, if I did... When I worked at Wendy's, like, if I went to McDonald's and, like, shared things that I knew about. Like, oh, yeah, Wendy's does shit this way.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. I guess it probably goes a lot higher than we think.
Yeah, I was thinking
that. When I just signed the contract for my new job, I was just like, I'm reading everything, but what am I not seeing correctly?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have a lawyer.
I never read that shit.
I tried my hardest, dude. It's hard after a fucking hour straight of it. Yeah.
In his case, it's the spicy nug recipe, dude. That shit's fucking fire.
Oh, my God.
You can't spread that shit.
Give me the recipe.
Give it to me.
We actually have contracts for this podcast that you can't do another one in like a month.
You guys are fucked.
I can tell you some fucked stories. So, like, you know how in the drive-through a place like that, they have the timer and you have to hit certain quotas and whatnot?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, our manager at that one would totally do circles on slow days and just make the timer, like, driving circles around over and over to, like...
Trying to look good.
Yeah, that's a good fucking move.
Yeah. Hey, question. Someone told me this. I think it was... I guess I won't use names. Do you guys have a meat hose there?
Meat hose?
Spray it down like AstroTurf.
I was just saying, well, yeah. One time Dave Enger, I think, was telling me this. He was like, I was going through the drive-thru, and they said like they couldn't get me something because the meat hose was clogged or broken. So we make jokes about like the meat hose.
The meat comes maybe in some, these like, fuck, I don't know how to describe it. They're literally like, you know when you buy the fucking Icy's that you freeze, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The meat's in packages like that, and you just cut the top off and throw them in the fryer.
Okay.
That's so disgusting.
No hose.
That's why I don't eat the meat anymore, because the chicken is actually like somewhat better.
Okay.
So full disclosure,
I don't eat any meat from Taco Bell, honestly. I just did the bean. Subs.
Spicy potato tacos, baby.
We did that today, too.
You could just You could just go to Del Taco.
You could. Dude, no. Del Shaco? No.
Yeah, I'll give it a try.
What about how about I make you a little concoction, Dewey?
Please.
I mix all these and put them in there.
Dude, let's do it.
Be my guest.
Yeah. Little rainbow.
I fucking love you, dude. That's why I fuck with you, dude.
All your crazy ideas. So, like, are you both from Kalamazoo originally? Did you end up like moving there? Because I know like Preston, he said.
No, he's a Youper.
I'm a Youper.
Yeah, he's a Youper, born and raised. Right
now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you from KZU originally?
Yup.
Okay.
I literally
KZU.
Yeah, you've been there forever, eh?
Yep. Hey. Promise kid.
Yeah, where in the Youp?
The KZU Promise.
I'm originally from a place called Gladstone. It's like an hour south of Marquette that's usually the reference I use. But no, I moved down to Kalamazoo because when I started snow skating and I just started writing for Ambition, I met Dave Enger.
Oh, yeah.
And literally he was going to Western and he was just like, do you want to move down and like live together and just skate a bunch? And the UP doesn't have skate spots. So I was like, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Dude, come on.
So I kind of sold it to my parents. They do, though. Yeah. I kind of sold it off to my parents, like, oh, I'm going down there for school, but it was just because Dave asked me if I wanted to skate, and I was like, yeah, I want to skate. So. And snow skate.
It's actually kind of fucking sick.
Yeah.
Fair point.
And then what happened?
Then what happened?
Yeah.
And then I went to school, and then I...
took your first dab?
God. Dude, yeah. The last dab I ever took was because you
turned into a pile.
I turned into a pile at your house, a living pile. Yeah, Dewey.
Warren's a huge stoner, by the way.
I was a little bit there for a second.
had a bad thing going on.
Dewey and I think our friendship evolved the moment when I was at their house. They had an infamous house called the PBR Palace in Kalamazoo. It was just like a fucking party house, for lack of a better word. People getting stabbed there and shit.
No, it happened one time.
It did happen one time.
It was all for fun.
Hey, it's not talking. Hey.
Sometimes you gotta get stabbed.
That
whatever.
Honestly looks like how that should look.
Yeah.
This is...
It's red again, of course.
Let me top it off.
What? It's a piece of fucking...
I feel like that's some pulp.
Don't worry about it,
well,
dude.
Whatever.
That's healthy.
But give it some blue. I want that shit to be brown.
Last time I took a dab was because you made me take one in your house, and I tried to just deny it for like an hour until you literally just put it in my face, and I think I freaked out in your basement and had to go home. I was like reading the walls and shit.
It had to tuck him in that night.
I don't know. There's like literature. There's like hieroglyphics on the wall. I had to go home.
It was scariest basement ever.
Yeah, that basement's fucked. I don't know. That's when we became friends, I think, though. Because the first years of Kalamazoo, I was just kind of skating with like Dave and some of those like Dirty Waters crew dudes, if you guys like know, like the original dudes like from KZU. And they lived like a block away. I think I would mostly party with you guys, but kind of skate with them. And then it kind of switched over once I moved out.
Those were some great times in KZU.
Yeah, they were. But we didn't even really hang out like the first 2 years, I don't think.
Nope.
I didn't blow enough kush or something. I don't know.
You didn't burn. Too busy second out rails.
Oh, God.
He's been waiting for that one.
Best ender.
Every time we drive by it, I'm like, oh, man, he sacked that.
Dude,
that rail has taken... has fucked people up.
Every time the rail is level with
the fucking like pop.
Yeah.
Dude, one of my homies, I was scared that like he was gonna be a vegetable from his slam on that. I'm telling you.
Which one?
Homie Garrett, if you fucking listen to this, that was the most scared I think I've ever been on a skate sesh.
Fuck.
He was 50 in it, like coasting it real good, you know what I'm saying? But then he went for one, classic. Slip out.
Oh yeah.
Heels go over, flip backwards. He hit his head like real bad, and then he just like he's like, oh, fuck. He's like, I can't feel my body. I can't feel my arms. And he was just like,
jeez,
real, like, fucking stiff. And I was just like, oh, no. Like, he just hit his head so hard. He's going to be a fucking vegetable. And, like, I was, like, hyping him up to do this. I was like, no. But then, yeah, went to the hospital, came back later that day, smoking, drinking, kicking it.
Yeah.
He bounced right back, but it was scary. God. Yeah.
That's a bad slam. It's in the opening of the dirt video, I think, right?
Yep.
That's a fucked up slam.
Almost as bad as, or maybe worse than DJ Brown's slam in that. On that ledge.
I think worse just on a
slips out
like
and hits his
hospital.
Fucking face.
Yeah, that's a bad one, but
dude, like
That dude's a fucking brute.
Yeah, guy can ollie.
One of my favorites.
Yeah.
Big fan.
That guy can
good
ollie.
Attitude. Great dude.
Is Hello? He the Michigan Gareth Stir?
Is he?
Is he?
In terms of ollies? Dude. Because
all Gareth Stir did right was like basic trick, ollies. Like ollies in like 50s and just basic shit, but gnarly yeah. basic shit.
I love that shit.
This dude's pretty good all around, though. He's just Jesus, got like man. Extra strength pop. I mean, fuck. He's. I don't know if you guys saw, what was it, Oakland? He had like the last part and he ollied. He ollied
moon
probably
pop,
one of the,
yeah.
He's probably ollied the, one of the biggest things I've ever seen like in real life, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I watch that part all the time.
He also did like that crazy grass gap, and then like he's riding away down the hill and he like goes into a car.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? And like zooms in with like the weather sound warning.
Yeah. That shit.
So were you guys around too? So like you guys have been, so UP to KZ. When did you move to KZ?
2012.
Okay. And in your whole life. So like mm-hmm. I remember the first time I ever went out there was in 2009. It was like the Garrett Anthony
yeah.
like that phase of KZ.
They were my introduction to KZ for okay. sure. I was like,
those are definitely the guys I looked up to yeah, when I was a little wee lad.
Those dudes are like my introduction to KZ. I was like almost and I don't mean this in like a derogatory sense, but I was like shocked when I moved out there and I like met some of those dudes.
Yeah.
And I mean that like in the best way, kind of like a lot of that stuff going on too. And I'm from like a small town in the UP. So I come down and I meet like Garrett Anthony and that whole crew of dudes, yeah. like Steve and everyone.
They're the best.
And yeah, they're just like pushing beer on me and stuff like that. And they're so welcoming too. Like I was like a shy little kid and they were so fucking cool. But we'd watch like Dat Snare and like all that stuff and just get so hyped.
Those are like 2009-10 like out in KZ were some of my like favorite times.
Hell yeah.
Like, through 2012, honestly. Like
yeah.
good times.
Who owns
then I moved there.
Who owns that house that like Dave and Peter and Preston live there now? Like Dave used to live there.
Well, like, I used to live there, but all right.
Yeah.
You guys always call it Dave's house.
Huh?
It's, I paid the same amount of rent, dude.
Zach's right. house.
Zach and Dave's.
That's my point, though, is like
snow
everyone,
skate house?
Everyone's lived there.
Oh, no. It's just us and them so far.
Oh, really?
As far as skate crews go, yeah.
So no one before that?
No. We just happened to like, I don't know. I think Dave found that house for us. We lived in the bottom floor at first. I'm sure you were there at that point, too, at least a couple times with everyone. Like we lived in the bottom for a year. Then we moved up top for 3 years. But yeah, we hosted a lot of good people in that house. A lot of good skate trips.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of fun.
Would you guys rather watch porn?
Here we go.
Narrow. Okay,
of
okay.
your parents.
Big transition. Okay.
yeah. Okay. I'm into this.
I got one for you after. Too.
Would you guys rather watch porn that your parents made or watch porn with your parents?
Porn with my parents.
Porn with
my
parents. Sure. Yeah.
That one's.
I got one for you.
What do you got?
It's just really obscure, but yeah, I asked this to like everyone for years now. Would you rather break your leg or would you rather break your ankle or eat a jar of mayonnaise like a standard?
Oh, I'll eat that mayonnaise. I've broken my leg. Oh, yeah,
eat
I'd eat that mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, baby.
See, okay, all of us.
No, but people fucking hate mayonnaise.
Dude,
to the point where they would break their wrist.
The funny part is, actually, it's usually the results are the opposite. But obviously, when you ask like a group of skaters, I'm guessing we just value it differently.
Yeah.
Right. Like, oh, sweet. I'll just like watch Netflix for like 6 months.
What if it's Miracle Whip, though?
No,
I'll do it still. I don't care. I'd rather puke
doesn't
continuously
matter what brand
than
it
be
is.
Out of skating.
If it's Miracle
for
Whip, fuck that.
Like, fuck that.
How long, changed my mind.
How long does. How quickly
how
do
quick
I
get
it done?
No, it doesn't matter. Well, okay, let's just give it like a reasonable amount of time, like an hour or something.
Oh,
okay. I mean, you can't like do it over like,
one
the
sitting.
Of, like, a month.
One sitting.
Yeah, a sitting. Okay. Exactly.
That sitting could take 24 hours. So, yeah, we're good.
If you sit there long.
It's way too long. You need like 10 minutes.
What's the other
10
one?
10 minutes.
The other one, this is an original one, but the one that I thought was funny was, would you rather have wet socks for the rest of your life or Cheeto fingers for the rest of your life?
Cheeto fingers.
That's bullshit. It is too hard.
That one's fun.
I don't know. I feel like wet socks, I'm so used to skating, having sweaty feet that sure, give me the wet socks.
Yeah.
I feel like wet socks
Cheeto
in the
fingers,
winter
dude.
Would suck.
Kiss goodbye to finger blasting anyone. That's your fucking career.
Imagine like doing documents or something. You're like in an office setting. There's just orange shit everywhere.
Or they're the red hot.
Your keyboard's just
everywhere.
Like,
dude, those stain your cuticles. You're fucked.
Oh, I instantly
those
pictured
burn holes in your
stomach.
Me too. Yeah, the first thing I think of was like orange cuticles.
I don't even acknowledge that like normal Cheetos exist.
Red, yeah. Cheeto fingers
fuckers.
With those last
those
few days.
Fuckers.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'll do wet socks too. I mean, that's the whole snow skate career, pretty much.
Dude, you can't do it. You're gonna get fucking butt foot, trench foot, whatever the fuck. You're gonna get fucked up.
Some fungi.
Yeah, you're not gonna be able to skate.
Tough acting, ten acting. You got another one, or would you rather be locked in Costco for a week or IKEA?
I'm gonna go Costco because I got more food. Obviously,
there's much more survival options there than there are at IKEA.
Yeah, I mean, Costco is so vast. They probably have, like, the comfort options, right? Like, beds and shit. I actually have been in Costco, like, once. I don't really know. But they have a lot of samples and shit, too.
Fuck yeah.
What about you, Dwight?
Costco.
Yeah.
IKEA doesn't sell food.
Yeah.
I mean, they do.
They do. They have hot dogs and
Which
shit.
One has the booze?
Costco.
They have like,
they got that Kirkland.
Holy
shit. I was trying to look for the, I was like, what the fuck?
You guys ever get
called?
The Kirkland 48 rack? Dude.
Dude, their beer and fucking wines and vodkas are actually not bad.
It's not.
Yeah, they're really not.
48 rack.
Wasn't, who was it who had like a Costco membership? Can. Was it Gio or someone who had like a Costco membership and they'd been through the 48 rack?
I had one back in the palace days.
Okay, it was you then. Never mind.
Yeah, mother hooked it up for like 1 year. And she was like, we don't use this. But yeah, I pretty much only used it for the Kirkland 48 rack. And then my
fucking
mom good, had man. To cut
it's
it off.
Fucking awesome.
It's like my only exposure
why
to that shit.
Fine.
Kirkland's
that's
awesome. Good.
Yeah, it wasn't even bad.
You say you had one?
Good
had
fucking
one.
Shit,
oh, yeah.
Maroki.
My friend posed this one to me last summer, and I hope I don't fuck up the phrasing, but it's like, would you rather let Randy Johnson throw a fastball at your back in his prime or let LeBron James smash your head against a brick wall at free will like any at any time? Like, you don't know.
Randy Johnson, you might miss.
No, he hits you in the back, though.
Just sounds like either one, I'm just going to pass away.
Probably take it.
I don't know. He said it to me, and I was like crying laughing at how out of left field it was.
I'd probably take it in the back.
Yeah, my back's already fucked.
Yeah.
Take
the
back.
Oh, God.
Everyone's taking the fastball to the back in his prime.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, he killed a bird, didn't he?
You might pay
my LeBron,
he
did. My head
is that the guy?
Is that the one where the bird flies across?
I think it was Randy Johnson. I'm not a sports guy, but.
Who cares if it is? It was him.
I think in the end, we justified it like brain damage versus like getting hit in the back, which you'll probably come back from better. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. So I pick the back too, but just curious.
Would you rather have to come every hour and not be able to hide it or never be able to come for the rest of your life?
Damn.
Dude, I already live that way.
Which way?
Every other month.
Which way are you talking about here?
I just splooge every hour.
Dumping them out.
Sorry, guys.
I just easily triggered. Suck dick at fucking pussy, so whatever.
There it is. My favorite quote of the last couple of weeks. To answer your question.
Can you say it one more time again?
It's basically either coming a lot or not at all.
Yeah.
Well, no, you would come every hour, but everyone knows that you
publicly.
Just came.
God.
Or never come for the rest of your life.
Have you guys ever had wet dreams?
Every hour and people know, man.
God damn, that's
I would,
so fucked.
I would never come again because then the girl would be like, what did I do wrong? But you got like, oof. Like mad blue balls for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you're
like
fucking,
it's hurting and shit?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You're trying to explode, but just can't.
So you still get
no, but nobody deserves that.
Where does it go? Huh? It's just, I don't know, man. It
builds up and becomes pressure.
That's how you die, actually.
Cut your balls
when
off.
When you're like 85, you just explode.
What's your answer? I literally am torn.
I would, dude, fucking nut.
You're
going to
jizz it
hour,
up?
Yeah.
I guess I'll jizz it up, too. If Zach's going to, I'm going to, I guess.
Dude, honestly, that,
I don't have my own opinion.
If you own that shit, that's a good life.
Every hour, you're like, nah.
Dude, I'm telling you, man.
You have an alarm.
Your friends
you guys act like fucking nutting is a bad thing.
Can you nut in between the two, like the hour interval? Can you nut as many times? How many times can you nut in that hour?
Just nut hourly.
You can't?
I think it's every.
You nut
once
at
every
least
hour?
Once an hour. Because then I'd be like,
at least.
I would hit up a girl and be like, all right, we got 30 minutes.
Yeah,
go.
You got to plan like that out.
Yeah.
And I hate to be the guy who gets like too into the what would you rather do shit type questions, but like I feel like you just run out and go dry eventually, but.
No.
Yeah,
assuming it's not like that. We're just jizzing every hour.
Come on, dude. You've jizzed before. You know how it goes.
Twice. To think that you
I
would
saw something
twice
recently about it.
To think that you would do it 24 times in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I saw something right. Somewhere. It was
back
like,
in my prime.
What do they say? What do they say about Destroy Dick December? You got every
oh.
Day.
No,
you got
not November.
You got a nut that many days. No, Destroy Dick December.
So
like so December
31
first.
At the end.
Yeah, December 1st, once, second, Jesus third, Christ. Three, four. Yeah.
I do not understand this.
I do that.
So December,
that's what I'm saying. I don't
December
know, I do
1st, you jerk
it.
Off
that's
once. December 2nd, you jerk off twice. And you just every day you do that number of times.
No, he's making a joke.
How many days? Yeah,
he's saying that's his standard.
He gets it, but like he doesn't.
That's just how I live.
Why people do that? But how many days do you think you'd get through that?
If I were to actually realistically
actually
do
that,
I would say like 9, maybe 13.
I was gonna say like 6.
My dick is so raw at that point.
Right.
Like
there was an article I saw where some dude like had a heart attack and died because he like. Beat off like 24 times in one day, and he like
ouch.
Ended up like just dying. He had a heart attack.
His body's just like, what the fuck? Do
that's
you
abusive
want?
You
behavior.
Doing,
it's just dust at that point.
Dusted,
just raping yourself.
At that thought, I was like, wasted. Done.
Yeah. Would you rather eat chocolate flavored penis or eat a bar of penis flavored chocolate?
Wait, what? Say that one more time.
Chocolate.
Yeah. Oh. I just eat the one that tastes like chocolate.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
So you're going to eat a dick that tastes like chocolate. Much rather do that than taste real dick.
I'm not gay, but if I would, it would be a chocolate dick for sure.
True.
Yeah, probably true.
I don't know. I'd probably do both. I don't know. Neither of those doesn't even sound that bad.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I don't
like
know.
You're just biting into it, and you're like, oh, so this is what this tastes like. This isn't bad.
Hell yeah.
I want to ask you two guys about your various van experiences.
Oh, fuck yeah. Dewey can go first. He's the pioneer in a sense.
Dude, you know what's funny?
He's the first person to ever do it.
I was the first one.
I had the vision.
I just didn't YouTube that shit, so nobody knows. Nah, I mean, you really can get to know a man by how he keeps his piss jug. So basically, if you're in the van, it's all about the piss jug, and this is where me and Warden have a little bit of a falling out.
We diverged because
he piped his sink straight to the outdoors, so he just pisses all over wherever he drives.
Yeah,
but that's you know, you gotta get a piss jug. You know what I'm saying?
I just piss in my sink.
Like, some people keep the gallon, some people keep the liter, whatever, you know, but...
I feel like you have to have a big enough mouth to rest your tip in. Like, a Gatorade bottle is nice if you can just put your tip in like it, and it, like, sits in it, and you
dude,
piss.
Gatorade.
It's good for that.
It's just not big enough, though. Oh. Not like, you need multiple pisses.
Oh, yeah, you're saying, like...
Oh, and then... Small, and then, small, and then, small, like, piss. And then how you dispose of those piss jugs is the funniest part.
Yeah, like, what's...
Trailer park boys?
Because you're just disposing them, like, why not just... piss outside.
Well, no, you
like,
you end up trying to be super, or at least in my case, because I kept the piss jugs in gallon jugs or whatever. But and you end up with two or three full jugs, and then you gotta like go somewhere to dispose of these things, and you end up just being like,
that's a good look.
Yeah, you're slipping around town in your white van, and you're fucking looking for an empty dumpster behind some strip mall to fucking throw your piss jugs in.
Goddamn.
Yeah, and that's. And that's living, baby.
We both have like pure white like rape vans. I get that comment so often.
I thought that was you at first when I thought you guys both were just showing up in your van at the spot yesterday. Oh, yeah. Like, oh, Elwood's yeah. here.
You can do the van thing as long as you don't give a fuck about rape jokes.
Yeah, I've gotten those like.
You have to get
almost
over that.
But then you open it up and they're like, "Wow, nice craftsmanship."
Yeah, it smells like smells like fresh pine.
It smells like piss and.
And I mean, I don't know.
And Home Depot.
Yeah.
Some much. Ladies love it too.
I haven't seen it yet.
Warden's still waiting for his.
Trying to break in the van, so hit me up.
Suspension's still a little line. Tight.
Put that in the comments.
Yeah, what's your experience been like? Piss jugs really was a big like thing for me when
for
I was on the road.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, here's the thing. So
not
I was
piss jugging, but your actual van.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let unless me ask you about
your van. We're talking about piss still or vans?
Vans.
Both.
Or yes.
Or whatever.
What do you want to know? There's what
no
do you want to know?
There's no structure.
What are you getting at?
Hey, what were you trying to?
I thought you were asking about the vans.
Oh yeah,
and you said that I would go first.
I guess with the piss topic, he pisses in jugs, but I have a sink in mine with like a 12-volt pump and like an actual running water, but it does just drain to outside. So if I'm not camping somewhere that is not like in the woods or something, I can open my door and go piss outside. And I'm which a lot of times like right now I'm staying in Detroit with like for the last couple of days at your house or whatever. And I'll just piss in my sink, and then I'll wake up in the morning, and there's just like piss all over the street.
Oh damn!
You don't even notice that shit.
Yeah, I know. But well, it's the thing. I can't like get out of my van and just piss on the sidewalk. So I have like curtains and stuff. So I'll just piss in my sink, and it's like a more discreet way of it just going outside, but from the inside.
So, Warden, tell your story about your tire that you just told me.
I don't want to tell my tire story. I was just negligence.
That story just, doesn't even add up to me. It makes no fucking sense.
I don't know. Maybe like. Some automotive people could tell me, but yeah, I was driving home from Pontiac like 2 weeks ago and I had a flat tire and I was like, well, this sucks. I changed it out, took forever, whatever. And apparently, I guess I'm skipping something. I got back home to like the UP and I'm looking in my rearview mirror and I'm like, dude, my tire's wobbling everywhere. And I can kind of feel it too, but I'm just thinking like, oh, it must be like just a new tire, spare tire type thing. But then I get out and I look at the tire and I'm missing one of like those like prongs or bolts that the tire comes onto. I know there's a term for it. I'm not a fucking mechanic.
Yeah.
But and also the holes that it goes onto are now like double in size and they're like super oblong. And so basically like imagine this tire is like going everywhere.
Damn.
And I was thinking like the rim on this thing's old. It's rusted and it just couldn't handle being on there. But eventually I bring it to a tire shop and they're like, you put the lug nuts on upside down.
Damn.
And I was like, so I just wasted $100
by, that,
but I don't get how
possible.
I could.
Like
and
backwards?
I, yeah.
So I've never guess, met a lug nut that's been two ways.
Me, but that's the thing. The lug
yeah.
nut.
Yeah, wait. What?
Right?
The lug
like,
nut does taper.
Sense to me.
How would that work?
Don't get me wrong. The lug nut tapers a little bit. It gets wider on one end and then like skinnier on the other, but not like that drastically where I did put them on backwards. Tight too. Like we checked it. But when I got home, dude, he's like, the guy's like, you're lucky you didn't fucking die. Like, we drove the freeway all the way home, obviously. That thing would have just flew off.
You know why you were okay?
Why?
Because I texted you to drive safe before you left.
I actually, yeah.
You remember that?
No, I remember. Yeah, I don't know. Learning lesson out there. I guess put your lug nuts on right. I don't know. Yeah. I still think it was the rim was just old as fuck.
I just don't understand how there's a wrong way to put your lug nuts on.
Like I said.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You said they were backwards.
I would just imagine it can't fit on at all if you go the other way.
Right, but they can. And not to mention I had five of them. How did I put them all on backwards? If I didn't give a fuck about where they're going, then...
You would think, a couple would be...
Dude, I was missing one total fucking, bolt, too. It was just gone. And the other ones were, looked like someone took a hacksaw halfway through and stopped. He's like, dude, these almost all just fell off. Like, you're lucky you got here.
I had a car one time, every time I would make a sharp turn, specifically, the roundabout you would take to get on the highway, whatever you want to call that. And it would just, as it would turn, it would, shimmy. It would shake as it was turning. And,
Tokyo Drift a little bit.
No, but it would turn, and as I'm turning, it's adjusting to itself of where it's going. It would just fishtail and catch up and then fishtail again.
That's a little bit of excitement. Getting on the freeway.
I was just like, oh, maybe it's my tire or something, you know. And I go and I take it in, get it checked out. He's like, yeah, your axle almost broke off. Bowed.
Was this the escort?
Huh?
Was this the
I think it was the Neon. This is a long, long time ago.
What had caused it? Or just over usage or just
maybe,
something?
Maybe, I don't know.
He's just like, you're fucked. This sucks for
you.
Yeah,
it was an old car. No, I'm pretty sure we had to get it fixed. I got a new one. Yeah, I don't know if I, because I got a Taurus right after that. I don't know if I just got the Taurus. I don't remember.
Okay.
Oh, it was a Taurus. Yeah, that's right.
No, it was the Dodge Neon.
The Neon had
been
through a lot.
But you had a Taurus, right?
Yeah, not yet.
Well,
I think that's why I got the Taurus. Yes, I had it, but I think that's why I got it was because the axle was
fucked. One thing about fucked up stories with your car is when we're driving on the freeway and it's raining, and I didn't realize you had a fucking hole in the bottom of your car. I'm passenger
side,
right?
Fred Flintstone?
That's how the Taurus is.
My Taurus in the... okay, so actually, hang on. Let me backtrack.
The Taurus is notorious.
Yeah, they are super notorious for that. So the passenger side,
Sorry.
The passenger side floor was just missing. So if you pulled up the carpet or whatever,
booby trap.
Yes.
You would see the street.
Yeah.
So it was raining and the water was just coming into the car. And Adam's like, "What the fuck's going on?" I'm like, "Yeah, what the fuck is going on?"
Lift the fuck.
That's a good question.
You didn't know actually.
No, I had no idea. Oh. And he lifts it up and there's the street,
the road,
fucking
the
road's
freeway,
right
the
there.
Freeway,
I was like, dude,
70.
What the fuck?
That would freak me out.
I was looking down, I pulled this shit up, and we're 70 on the freeway. It's raining. I'm like, yo, I can see the road right below my feet right now, dude. What's happening?
It's funny too. I told Schwann that. He's like, oh, just get an old soup can and cut it open and just fucking, you know, just like.
Oh, okay. I picture a hole like this. I picture you guys just put a doormat or a floor
mat
over
it. Oh, it was.
A
big hole.
It was
a
big hole.
Yeah, it was a
it
pretty
had to
big
have
hole.
Been, fucking yay.
Oh, that's,
big. Like,
that's still pretty big. Fucking big, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good shit.
Because it was water. This thing was soaked.
Water was coming up. It was raining super hard. And water was coming into the
only
fucking
in
car.
Only in Michigan.
Jesus.
I mean, only in a Taurus.
Did it rust through then, I'm guessing? Was an older car that just rusted through and broke?
Yeah, okay. You rolling up?
Hey.
All right, let's keep going.
Well, dude, you didn't get them all.
Oh, that's really brown this time.
I'm going for not so much flavor, but color.
Do people?
I did the banana red, the blue, and the jubilee.
Do people never smoke weed on this show?
Yeah, we have before, yeah.
Oh, well, I feel bad because I've seen all of them, but I don't remember.
Did you really?
I guess I thought it'd be more prevalent. I don't know.
I remember doing that.
Scott used to... not be down.
Yeah,
I think it's just you, Doug.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Adam definitely.
That's the thing.
I would
solo rider.
Actually, what is that? I have no idea what that is because it's Will Air. I have no idea what this
in
is.
This.
I don't know.
Looks like Parcheesi.
Just in case the kids find it,
it's Parcheesi.
That's right. That was the code name.
Warden's worst nightmare. That's what it is.
Nah, if we weren't on this, maybe I'd.
Is that a cigarette?
Goddamn.
That's the Taco Bell meat hose.
Yo, let's talk about how Dewicki right now has on fucking sandals.
Of course. He doesn't have on Crocs? That's crazy.
I lost my Crocs.
Oh, fuck.
Dude,
you guys can hear that probably, but he lost his Crocs, so maybe he has. Can we take a moment of silence?
I quit my old job. I left him in the office. Those are my office shoes.
Damn, that's really what happened?
Yeah.
That's so fucking funny, honestly.
Man.
I got the Walmart boys.
It's like Croc. Even worse.
These were my shower shoes when I lived in the van.
Oh my God. Wait, how did you you had a membership, right, for the van thing?
No, I went into community centers and rec centers and stuff.
That's free?
Yeah, And if there wasn't one, the neighborhood wasn't nice enough to have a rec center. It was a YMCA for like $4.
Okay.
Take a shower. And you can also go fucking swimming or lift some weights or some shit.
Yeah. Is it true that you can just like park in a Walmart parking lot and sleep
definitely
there?
I got to know Walmart very well. I mean, I've never felt like so like comforted by driving into a Walmart at like relief. 2 in the morning. I'm like, thank God there's a fucking Walmart here. Like,
I found one.
Hey, could you grab the Wi-Fi from where you're parked at, or would you try to park farther away?
No, I got unlimited data, so.
Ah.
Must be nice.
Yeah, yeah, bro, he had this all figured out.
Well, yeah, data, piss jugs. Damn. Here you
sounds
are
like
pissing into a
if state. You're not pissing in jugs.
You're not vanning.
That's not road. That's not road life.
That's not the way she goes.
That's not rambling.
That's not the way she goes.
It's the way she goes.
Jesus.
It's the way of the road.
All right.
Dude, I didn't put vodka in yours.
What in the hell?
That sucks for me.
I apologize. That was an honest accident.
Right there.
All right, this is the cleanest this table's ever been.
Hey, Tone, are you still driving us home?
Cleaning it. Huh? The alcohol is cleaning it.
Are you driving my van home? All right.
He goes, yeah, I got you.
And we're back.
Yum.
God damn it.
That looks dangerous as fuck.
Don't forget to slurp the shit off the table, too.
That would be the last table
you.
I would
leave. I would not.
It's going
slurp
toward
a
you.
That only tasted
table,
like that,
no.
The vodka at that point. Nah.
I don't know how we're going to finish all these.
God.
Yeah. Seems like that's going to be what you
maybe if Adam started helping.
With what?
And he's too busy texting his girlfriend.
Fuckstick. Fucko.
Wait.
No,
why?
Sorry.
We're on. Helping. I haven't even seen these two touch this shit in a minute, the MD.
Oh,
as if I have.
And the Regish Bros.
I haven't done anything.
That
easy.
I
haven't get called out for anything.
You guys cannot get off that
actually,
easy.
Actually, that's a lie. Actually, I drank because I fucking begged it from you, and you're like, oh, let me.
All right, bro, it's not a contest.
Actually, the Jubilee has a good dent
it
in
is.
It.
Yeah, cause
that's
because DeWicki's
been
one.
Fucking sucking
the Jubilee's
that shit
the only
down,
one,
dude.
DeWicki's got to work in the morning, too.
Is this the
no,
the
Sunday is still the weekend. I try to tell people this.
Yeah, that's debatable. That's depression day. That's the guilty Gary's.
It doesn't have to be.
What
it doesn't have to
right
be.
Now?
Mondays for depression.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Yeah,
what part
true
are you on right now for hungover and depressed? Part what?
I'm in the lower 300s, but dude, it's skewed. It's bad. Like when it first started going down, fuck, I don't know, 900s. Like it was just all over the place. But then I decided I wanted to keep a little bit of a structure. Jeez. But then, so I'm trying to keep my structure, and then my fucking older brother starts posting that shit. And he puts like fucking 600 and something.
What like
I get he's older than me, but he hasn't been drinking like me. It's like, can't be doing that shit. Gotta be honest.
Goddamn.
Today was like 316, I think.
Realistically, could have been.
But then, I mean, fuck.
You gotta have a year party.
True.
Can we talk about hungover skating?
Oh my god, that's actually a great topic.
Worst.
We have a little theory on that.
Yeah, it's been talked about before on various podcasts, I feel like, depending on the guest.
Oh, definitely. But
what's your theory? Or what are you getting at?
I think it's
I've seen you film one of your best clips.
I've skated my best super hungover.
Really?
I think it's because like you're kind of out of your mind and you just don't give a shit.
Yep.
And you commit every fucking try.
Yeah.
And you're so loosey-goosey you don't really get hurt either.
I think it kind of has to do with the approach, too. Like, you're hungover that morning. You're like, dude, who cares what we do today? But then you end up at a spot, and you're just fucking around. Like, when you backside flip that flat cap, that, like, street one in Lansing, like, that crazy, like, parking garage one. Yeah.
The morning after
that
Beer Olympics.
That was under five tries after a Beer Olympics game. Jesus. All right. Do you have his napkin?
Oh,
shit's spilling everywhere. But, yeah it was after.
There's napkins.
Was that the night before you fell down
in
the
that
stairs,
plastic
too?
Bag.
I watched DeWicki, what I thought. I thought he passed away
that
once.
That plastic bag on the left? Nope. Your other left? Yep.
No?
That plastic bag right there. There should be some napkins in there.
Yeah, you overfilled that shot, and it's just leaking all over. There's like a laptop over here. I just don't want to get
there's
it
like
all
a
fucked
a
up.
Maybe you can pour some water
on it.
Nothing in there?
What? Maybe we'll just use your shirt.
Just use that bag. Fuck it. I don't give a fuck.
Use the bag?
Yeah, why not?
That's a receipt paper.
Oh, my God.
You think that's going to soak up anything? It's a receipt paper.
No, push that back up to the ceiling.
So it's on the
Yeah, and how much Jubilee you had, dog?
This is
I want some of that.
That thing. He's been sucking that shit
dude,
down.
Dude, you came back with this?
I'm a fucking receipt.
That doesn't soak,
Jesus.
Man. There's no absorption properties.
Absorption.
Absorption properties.
Absorption.
Absorption.
Yeah, it's all for fun. Don't forget it.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, one time I watched DeWicki actually die, but he was fine because he was so drunk. That might have been the night before. It was
so
a Beer Olympics, so.
You might be more accident prone, but you're not injury prone.
This story isn't that great, but just because we're on the topic, we were having a Beer Olympics one night, and it was like, what, early April, but it ended up snowing a little bit that night, so the house just got fucking soaked. like hardwood floors, just mm-hmm. everything is so wet from people walking in and out.
Beer
and
spillage. Yeah, that's what
that
it was.
Too,
that's
definitely
what it was.
A lot of that. And at the end of the night, we took out the carpet, right? Or
We would take up all of our carpet and throw it in the basement.
Yeah.
Just to preserve the household.
Yeah. And then at the end of the night, like all the homies, the good homies that were staying there and sleeping there, were like, oh, we should probably go get that carpet for comfort. In the moment Zach took one step down into the basement, like steep, like student ghetto type stairs, if you've ever been like on any of those houses. And I swear, I'll never forget this. I was so drunk that night. But in that moment, I'll never forget how sober I got when he gapped like 3/4 of the stairs horizontally with his body. Jeez. He like slipped. He was like in the air forever. And he just came down on like these jagged wooden stairs. He even had like one leg like up on the handrail when he landed. It was like a cartoon.
Like sacked a support beam.
I was like, initially I wanted to like laugh because it was so like cartoonish. But then like when it happened, I was like, fuck, we're bringing him to the hospital. Like people need to wake up. He's fucking dead. And then I just heard like him let out like a, oh, and I was like, oh shit, he's fine. But we argue till this day, like it's kind of like how you hear about people like getting in car crashes drunk and they live because their bodies are like limber.
The drunk driver always lives.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah, that fucked up shit. And I think that's why you were okay. You were just so drunk and your body like conformed to everything that was around it. But you were like in the air for like a second.
I think that there's signs behind that, I think.
Dude, it was horrifying.
Probably.
I've never been more sober and then back to being drunk in like 10 seconds of my life.
Like, hey, man, makes a good time.
Yeah. Question real quick.
There's nothing to be ashamed of.
I've done a lot of thinking when I went to the bathroom. And I was wondering.
What do you mean? We never went to the bathroom.
For sure. Who edits these? Is it you or you
me.
Do, right?
Yeah, okay. Steve.
I was thinking maybe you make us look really clever, cunning.
What do you mean?
Could you do that for us?
You mean like.
You know, like future employers, they're going to YouTube our names. They do that now. That's a thing. Me and Dewicky on the market, and
so
then they see this.
I don't want to work for no punk.
Actually, no. This will filter the real ones.
So you want code names? We've been doing this since like January, and I got a job last month, so I think we're all right.
All right. You know what? Whatever I just said, you're right. Fuck
yeah. Hell, they hired me too, so it's not you.
We want to filter out the real ones. You're right.
So what are we doing here? So you know how to play roulette, right?
Having a blast.
Oh yeah.
Who's going first? I'll spin this shit. You drop the ball in. Whatever color and number you get, you gotta take a shot of whatever that is.
I want that Sheckler shit.
Alright, you're first, bud.
The Sheckler stuff?
Oh no.
What are you doing? Let's try to bring this
in. Okay then. Watch the spinny.
Well, let me try to really get, there you go.
Yeah. Looks like I got one.
Yeah, red 19, so
that's right
that,
in front of you there. Yep.
Ooh, is that 19? 19, 12. What's,
I am
so more
fucking
than one
thirsty.
For the numbers.
There's more than one number, huh? What does that mean?
Oh, there's just two.
They just serve as two cups.
Damn, this is a pain.
Are they all on here?
And there you go.
Yeah, they are.
That's red 19.
Should we all roll
this
and
is that vodka,
take shot
it?
At the same time?
No, we'll just take turns.
Why not? I think that'd be kind of... Oh, all right.
Okay.
Here we go. Never mind.
What was that?
All right.
It was that fucking Pink Whitney, dude. I knew I was going to get that shit.
Literally right when we started.
God
I was like,
damn
I don't
it.
How many of those did you pour?
All right, we're going to have to edit the next like half of this podcast.
Do you guys ever notice as the podcast goes on, it just turns into a little bit more of a shit show?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. Yeah. There's no rules to this shit, dog.
My bad. No.
Got smoked.
Yeah, fuck it.
Redo that one.
You think?
Or not.
Yeah. Red 9.
Throw me a 9.
I think it's right in front of you right there.
Is that it?
21, 18, 4.
It's a 9 and 30 right there.
Oh, right here. No, right here. This looks like beer for sure, but
yeah,
I'll let you
I think
know
it is.
Second.
Yeah.
Could be electric melon though too.
It looks too
puddle water.
Oh, yum!
It looks too fizzy.
No, it's Natter Day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Ain't mad at that.
Lucky.
Yeah.
You lucky sad sappy fuck.
Depression day.
Toss her in, bitch.
Is this the first time you brought this out? Hey.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
I'm You're welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bad one.
Red 27. What's all the red?
That's a bad one.
Red 27.
That's it right
there. That might. Yeah, that looks like Jubilee.
Jubilee.
That's Jubilee.
Jubilee.
Yeah,
like
Jubilee.
That's Jubilee in the Jubilee.
Lucky.
Jubilee ain't too bad.
Jubilee. Yep. Nah.
Damn.
It's going to be a good
Just
day.
Put
work
it somewhere
for you.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Get the spinning.
All right. Toss her in there.
Sick.
Jesus. That wonderful rifle.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
red 5.
Ooh. All right,
is What's that anywhere?
It's red warden.
That's
I know. I'm just.
Oh, red 5's right here.
Good point.
Oh, I know what that is.
Oh, that's it.
electric melon.
Oh. No, that's Pink Whitney, baby.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, it's a little pink.
That vodka?
No, it's not Pink Whitney. Because there's only one. There's one Pink Whitney in a red, and there's one Pink Whitney in a black.
Do we already get? Yeah, we did. Okay.
I got smoke code for his tea.
Smoke code.
The fact that you called it too is pretty fucking funny. Red Sep. What's with all the reds?
That's like right lucky, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. That's beer.
Alex,
beer.
What if we, you got any urban dictionaries?
I actually have an urban dictionary about me.
No,
you don't.
I do. I swear to God.
Like first and last
name? And this is going to be so anticlimactic because I won't say what it is because it will hurt someone else or it'll taint someone's reputation. But I will say that if you come up to me, I'll tell you about it and I'll tell all you guys after. But I have an urban dictionary about me. And the person who wrote it doesn't know it's about me, and I have no idea who wrote it either. None of us do. Like, any of us that were part of, that moment don't know. We don't know who wrote it about me.
Can you say what it is?
The term?
Yeah.
No, because it's so fucking obvious. Oh, I'm okay. Sorry. And it's going to be so anticlimactic, but.
All right, that's fine. All right. What is a turd burglar?
DeWiki, what's a turd burglar?
I mean, dude, in a literal sense, it sucks.
I mean, dude, I got nothing going on in my gourd right now for the third version.
I'm so focused on Mad Dog.
He wants the shot.
I just don't really see why a turd would be that desirable to burgle it. You know? Is this some kind of riddle?
Someone who steals a shit.
No. Like, physically steals it?
I mean...
Where's your mic, Adam?
Someone who steals a shit?
No.
That was my guess.
I've always heard it used in a sense where if you call someone a douchebag or just whatever, oh, you fucking turd burglar or something. So, which is very general. So
nope. Is it really the Hamburglar's brother?
Nope. I'll still take a shot too, so it's fair. I'll take one.
I don't know. I just think of your shit not coming out or something. You got a sneaky turd, you know?
You played yourself.
You do a lot of it and it's just one little.
Yeah, you just got a little turd.
It's been my life lately.
Yeah.
I think it's the booze.
The booze fucks your stomach.
Put a lot of work in, you get nothing out of it.
Yeah.
But no.
I'm so sick of that shit.
I'm beat.
Yeah.
I mean, I could only think of somebody that wants to, snatch a turd.
Literally, yeah. Oh,
it's when you finally find an empty public restroom for a dump so massive that it requires complete solitude for the deposit, and then someone walks in. So you're ready to fucking go, and someone walks in, and you're like, now I can't just fucking rip away.
Oh, yeah,
that's
that
a part of my
worst,
whole life.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Was there multiple definitions on that, or was the first? How do you always do it? I've always wondered that. Is
an annoying person who rudely interrupts you while taking a dump by either knocking or whatever?
Oh, okay. A turd burglar. Okay,
that's good.
That almost when we were in Kelly's for the shorter shorts thing, everyone was just pissing door open two stalls. So if you had to shit, you were shitting your door open.
Oh, yeah. there's
dude,
another
people
one.
Kept trying to pee with me, and I'm not like that, dude. I'm too shy. I'm not going to cross streams with you.
In Quebec, it's also thought as the thief who follows the first burglar and the second burglar. So it's just who's picking up the scraps kind of thing. Okay. What is a five dive?
All right, I'll take this one.
What?
Let me hit this real quick.
I mean,
that's just when you go five deep into whatever hole you choose.
Five dive.
That's a five dive.
Not quite.
Oh, we're doing urban dictionary? Sorry. I was talking about roulette terms. I was what the fuck are we talking about? I don't know this one. Sorry.
Well, Steve had to go ask fucking Area 51 shit.
We're just going to go simple, a high five.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, bro.
What was the term? I'm sorry.
Five dive.
Below the waist. Below the waist, high five.
Yeah.
Nope.
First thing that comes to mind is my mind, the same thing as you, is five deep. We have five phalanges, five toes.
Whatever. Like fisting somebody?
It's that easy. No, it's like
not
this.
Fisting.
It's like this.
You might enter this way.
Okay.
No. It's a whole different ballgame.
All right, well, I think it is fisting.
Don't ask me. I don't know
that. That's my guess. I think
what?
It is fisting.
Fair.
That's my guess.
No.
Okay.
Did you already know us too?
Huh?
Did you already know us too?
What do you mean?
Did you already say no to Duick and
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So.
It's the act of a stripper picking up a folded $5 bill off a man's face with her vagina.
Wow.
Must be nice.
Of course.
Yeah, obviously. God, all right, it's been that
sounds stupid. Disgusting, actually. Ugh.
I'll just ask him while we're doing this.
I would.
Yeah.
Just continually keep doing
it. I wouldn't really like it, I don't think.
Red 7 again, huh?
No black.
Dude, what is with the black?
This
shit's real
funky. This is like a Ouija board or some shit.
What is
that on the next one?
What is pot beer?
Dude, oh man, I've always wanted to use one of these things, but it's that fucking beer bong with the It's like a, it acts as a gravity bunk. So as you chug the beer and it pulls the pressure through, you light the bowl on the outside of the beer. Okay, I'm
and it acts as like a suction.
Up.
Well, that's not the answer, but it's like no,
you've seen
like,
the gadget though. As you chug the beer, it acts as a gravity bong and takes the weed hit. So when you're done chugging the beer, all that's left in the bottle is smoke, and then you smoke that shit.
I've never seen that.
We'll watch some videos.
The first thing.
I'll do some research.
Again, I
dude,
just take these so literally.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, I'm thinking already is like a THC infused beer or something, which is way too basic.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so, what I'm thinking too, like a weed beer. Yeah. You got to think a little bit more outside the box.
Yeah, exactly. Just pot beer, right?
A random pot that is filled with beer and passed around a party and chugged. While being chugged, everyone chants pot beer.
Damn, that's what we should
it's a
be doing.
Pot beer, pot beer.
Who the fuck makes these?
Well,
that's literally the
pot mad dog
sentence. Pot beer. Pot dog.
Pot mad dog is the fucking dream. That practically is our hangout.
Pot mad dog.
Pretty much.
Mad dog.
MD.
It's pot dog.
The next election, MD 2020.
What is gay bacon?
Dude, that's when the bacon just be sticking on top of each other. You can't pull them apart. That shit is whack. So twice as thick as the others.
No.
gay bacon.
If we don't get a black one again.
What's up next?
What's
dude.
With dude, I can't get one single black one.
Yo, something's sweet.
This thing fucking sucks.
Is there not a did we drink a red 34 already?
Dying. What's
that other one right there?
Yeah, there is a red 34 drank already.
No,
gone.
Yeah, it's already gone. Shit's rigged. Alright. So what's gay bacon?
Zach. What Dwicky says has to be right, but I don't know. I'm just going along like some kind of pig fucking shit. I don't know. Like literally like pigs fucking and every but two guys.
Well, you
two
definitely
guy,
went out of the box.
Two male pigs fucking is kind of what I thought of. I don't know.
Or maybe when like your dick stuck to your leg.
No.
I like that you would even think of that though. It's better than what I would think of.
Got nothing.
Probably that bacon that like curls up. More than lays flat.
No. Like, that's good thinking.
That's not like straight.
Not bad.
Okay. Okay.
It's
okay.
Not
okay.
Straight. It's, yeah.
It's gay shit.
That's good.
It's the, it's like those rainbow ass, like airhead strips or whatever.
Oh, I knew that.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. The mystery flavors are really gay bacon.
Damn it. Dude.
Dude. Good.
It makes sense, but
I knew
I
that.
Never have thought of that. Like,
no.
At all.
I feel like I've heard that before, too. Damn it.
And that's not even right. I don't know why they say that.
Yeah. Yours is my favorite. Put that in as a secondary definition.
Right. Okay. Like, this isn't politically correct anymore. It's actually.
What is a rainbow party?
See, it's like, think outside the box.
Yeah,
you know what it means.
Rainbow
exactly.
Party, yeah, it'd just be a gay
it's
party.
A party where a bunch of people are eating airheads.
No.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Dude, we're having a rainbow party right now. Look at all the colors.
You think I'm going to put two airhead answers in a row?
Yeah.
It's a type of party where several girls wear different colors of lipstick, then proceed to give one or more guys a blowjob. The multiple of colors left on each guy's penis resembles a rainbow.
That's a real thing. That's happened before.
Where are those girls at? Because I'm pissed that they're not here.
Phil had three colors of the rainbow on his penis.
Why would a Phil be there? Like, what am I doing wrong? Like, what the fuck?
We got two Zachs here, but Phil's the one with the
rainbow
on
his dick.
Yeah, you know
Phil's balding.
We
don't deserve that. Fucking early 20s.
Pamela and Vicky waited for him to get hard again before completing the rainbow. So Pamela and who? Vicky waited for him to get hard again to complete the rainbow.
Damn, that's good.
What is a Brentwood hello?
Brentwood?
That must be when you like meet somebody and instead of shaking their hand, you just shake their dick.
That's what they did in that county, Brentwood County.
Yeah.
I know, I just made that up.
I don't know. I just think of like when two white people see each other that don't know each other and they go like the, you know, the head nod.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you know somebody, you'll head nod up. If you don't know somebody, you'll head nod down.
Yeah.
Damn. There's a lot of theories behind that.
It's fucked up.
We can go deep into the head nods.
Nothing.
I'm blowing it.
It's what is called when a woman wakes up a man by fellatio.
Oh, it's called Brentwood what?
All right, well, I guess that was closest then, right?
Yeah.
So you guys want to talk about this bar story or what?
Come on, coward. Warren has the full recollection
over.
Of it.
I'll beat your goddamn ass, you son of a bitch.
All right. Oh yeah. What was the one top drunk story that you have?
I want to ask you guys, like, what was one of like the most like shit show bar nights you've ever had?
Because for us,
I don't know if it's the same for me and you, but that's mine for sure.
I've told mine on here before.
Oh man.
The one night that I woke up spooning Greg Trevino.
Because I drank
Blue Leprechaun.
Blue Leprechaun.
Yeah, I went to Blue. Well, we went to like three different bars, and I drank like every like colored liquor you could drink. And
long story short,
woke up little spooning Greg Trevino and threw up all over his floor.
I was drunk.
How long ago was this?
February, maybe 3 years ago.
Okay.
Nice.
And I was drunk.
You should be proud of that.
I was hungover for like 3 days.
Yeah. That's like some record shit.
Yeah, that's not healthy.
I feel like Mad Dog might get you there too.
You're really hungover because you didn't keep drinking.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
I was in Kalamazoo in 2012 for my 23rd birthday. Went to Papa Pete's with Alex Harris, Garrett, Trevino.
Papa
Trevino.
God, Trevino.
He's a part of everyone's story.
Jim Fox and like fucking, we were just drinking. I don't even remember. Like drink a shit ton of beer. We go back to, what house was it? Fuck. Alex's, I think. Drank a whole fucking gallon of R&R basically. Like not myself,
Yum.
But majority of it. Like we're just passing it around. R&R. I'm on all fours puking my brains out. Christian Geetson, a.k.a. Datsnare, comes walking up to the house. I'm on all fours puking. He's looking over at me like, what the fuck happened to you? Jim Fox carries me in the house like he's Jesus Christ. Lays me in front of the toilet
to puke.
He's
a small dude.
He is, but he carried me into the house so I could sleep in front of the toilet because I was puking my fucking brains out.
That's R&R, baby.
Mr. Outpatient.
Mr. Outpatient.
Mr. Outpatient, yep. So I've actually never had a terrible bar night, but I got pretty plastered at a wedding. And it resulted in me getting out of the wedding, going outside, finding a trash can, and I conveniently picked one right outside the bar window. So everybody getting a drink could see me throwing up in this trash can.
Hell yeah.
And I remember the whole thing, never blacked out, but that was the running joke. Just like, oh yeah. Dude puking in a trash can. I was just
spectator
like, hey.
Sport, yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I was just like, hey, I'm what you don't want to be. So
did you know that it was like? Did you look up? And you're like, oh fucker.
No, that
did somebody tell you
that was after the fact.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was just like, oh yeah, everybody could see me.
Right.
So I was just like, all right, that's a night.
I feel like I might have misspoken or is like a little bit misconstrued. I guess I could also, it could be almost synonymous with like.
No, it's not all bad.
Night.
It's not bad.
For us, it was a fun
ass
night.
You guys went straight to bad night.
Yeah, I'm thinking, yeah, that's like more
like,
it's like you end up
I'm talking
just
like
goddamn
most
fucked
up.
Up.
Most oh, reckless. Maybe reckless.
I'm
reckless.
Sorry, yeah. This
I was
maybe
thinking of mine at Vision Lane.
Reckless
Lanes.
Night.
I was having the time of my life though.
Dude,
I was like, I was
kid.
Here we go.
You guys were bowling for a little bit there, like
every
Friday.
Yeah,
okay, every Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I got super fucking drunk, and I don't even remember.
Couldn't even stand.
I don't remember most of the night.
Good
and I remember
fucking shit, Homer,
had eight
okay.
frames left.
I remember we were like standing near, like the only part I remember. I do remember falling, but we were like at the end of the lane, or like right where you would throw your ball. And I just remember like stumbling back and just like sitting down in the ball return.
Yeah,
and
he,
then
like, fell into the ball return.
And then I got up at like. Got up and tried to like play it off like no one saw that, and then like tried to sit down and almost missed the chair and someone like helped me out.
Looking like Bambi walking through the bowling alley.
You're lucky you didn't get onto the oil slick.
Yeah, right, yeah. The oil patterns were fucked there.
And I'm pretty sure the same night too we came back to the house and Jay-Z was here and they like
no that wasn't the same night
wasn't not this oh, okay well this is another good night but Jay-Z and Alex both also it was the same bowling alley though, and we came back and like both of them were like in the hallway, like using each other like both walls to try to stay up.
No, I would use
a good
just
hallway
keep,
for that, honestly.
Yeah,
stability.
I remember using it to sit down. I would like post
yeah,
myself up against
the
wall and slide just down it.
And then like Jay-Z like walked back out in the living room and fell and cut his head open on the fan that was in the living room. Like, and Alex would laugh at Jay-Z because he fell, and then Jay-Z would fall, or Alex would laugh at Jay-Z would laugh at Alex because Alex would fall.
Jay-Z is like my favorite person to get drunk with, honestly.
He was
drunk,
pretty
he's
fried last
bastard,
night.
Yeah.
He was
just
pretty
funny.
Flustered actually last night.
Jay-Z gets fucked up.
Fucking G.
Yeah, damn. All
right.
Oh boy. Do you?
I don't know.
Do you want me to start?
You guys have been postponing
this is where you
story
take the mic.
Too fucking long.
I think this
is where you
hilarious.
Take the mic, and I can
assist
no,
here and there.
Well, that's the thing. Actually, there's a moment where like our paths kind of stray in the story. So there's part of something that you need to tell once we get to it.
I think you just need to start.
Is that true?
And I might pass it. I might pass the mic.
Like, I'm so confused right now.
Hypothetically, I'll pass the mic over to you maybe at that moment, and then I'll finish my side too. But okay. And anyways, they threw a $5 cover at his face. So I'm already going in there just like bitter. We get in this place. I think we all order a drink, and morale's looking low. We're all like, damn, we thought we had like high expectations for this night. Nothing's going well. We're just like sitting around, kind of sipping our first beer that we bought. And then we kind of wander over, and on the left side of this bar, there's like a bar that's only used on when there's a lot more traffic, like on busier nights. Oh, this is a Thursday, and
there was a slow escalation up to that point, though.
What's that?
Well, we were like, all right, let's start to like cause some mayhem. So we started off easy. It was around Christmas time or some shit. I don't know.
It was Halloween. It was a blow-up dummy. Is that what you're getting at?
What? Yeah, we started with low-key ruckus.
I thought I'd cut that part out.
Whatever. Yeah, you're right.
But it didn't do enough. It didn't make up for the cover.
It was not that satisfying.
It didn't do enough. It was like, yeah. All right,
we didn't get caught, so.
Yeah, we didn't get caught. It wasn't fulfilling. I don't know. So anyways, we're over by like this secondary bar that they have, and it's right by this dance floor, and we're just sitting there like leaning up against it drinking, and then one of our buddies reaches around and grabs the tap, and I think I even remember saying like, it's not going to be on, dude. They're not fucking dumb. They're not going to leave these taps on all night. And he hits the fucking tap, and it turns on. Suddenly, like,
liquid
everything
gold.
Changed. It was liquid. Everything changed in that moment. So it starts out where, like, we're all discreetly kind of, like, looking around at first. Like, we're not that fucked up. So we're, like, doing the old reach around, like, filling our beers and, like, being really, like, secretive about it. Eventually, like, as we keep drinking, it goes from that to, like, whose turn is it to man the bar? And people are just walking around behind the bar. And one of our buddies, I'll never forget, it was, like, his turn suddenly. And he's behind the bar just, like, filling up pint glasses. And he'd hand it, but leave this tap on, and it's just like water flowing behind this bar. It's like, I should also mention, these are all like not domestic or any kind of like company beers.
Like
these are like
beers.
These are beers they
craft
brew.
Brews.
These are nice beers.
Fuck.
And it's just running all over. You can hear it hitting the ground, even like between like the dance mixes that are going on, like on the dance floor. And I'm like dying at the thought of it. But yeah, we just keep like progressively getting more drunk, and eventually it's like, whose turn is it to be bartender? Now we're filling up pitchers back there. And I also failed to mention, for some reason, every time we got done with a pint of beer, we would just throw it. we would play like, you ever see like that root beer game like in the 80s where you just like take it and you slide it down the end of the bar
and
you slide it too far, it shatters.
Yeah.
We did that with every beer. Every time we grab a pint glass from the back, because we were going around just grabbing pint glasses out of like the cupboards and shit. And just
you're not
going
to tell them how you were profiting off
I'm
the...
I'm going to get to it. Chill. I'm getting to it. The story builds.
He's building up to it.
Yeah. So every... God, sounds awful. We were just whipping every fucking pint glass behind that bar. And then when
the
we go back
glass.
Around... Yeah, it was the night of broken glass. When we go around to like get the more beer for our homies, it was like crunch, crunch, crunch. It was like fucked back there.
Yeah.
And then it gets to the point where, like, we're back there so heavily that people are coming up like, hey, do you mind if I get a beer? And I'm like, no, we're actually not open, whatever. And then one of our buddies is like, why don't you say yes and take some money? And I was like, you're right.
You're right.
So now I'm back there, and, like, this couples are coming up and shit. And I'm just playing it off. Like, people always try to hand me a debit card. I mean, yeah. So I'm like, oh, yeah, actually, like, the bar, like, I can come back here because I work here. Like, I can grab beer, and, like, I'll give you one if it's, like, cash, but we can't take cards right now. We're not, like, technically open or whatever. And people are, like, super understanding, so they're pulling out cash, and now I'm taking people's, like, money. Not that I came out with a big profit, but definitely came out with some money. And then eventually, like, this one couple came up to me, and they're like, what do you guys want? And I pour them their beers, and I give it to them, and he hands me a card. And I'm like, oh, yeah, like, I've been saying all night, like, no cards tonight, just cash, not really open. And then he's like, we don't have any cash. And I'm like, you know what? They're on me. I'm the man. So then, but after we're doing this, I'm also going around back to like the bar where you sit. And I'm sitting there drinking it. And we're all just like hanging out again. And I turn around and I see this kid's beer that I just gave him for free. And I'm like, fuck this kid. So I grab his full beer and I just throw it across the bar, like into it. And the kid like looks at me kind of, and I kind of turn my shoulder, but he can't be mad. I gave it to him for free. Like, he can't be mad at me. So,
dude, he acted like that never happened.
He did. We all
he turned
did.
Around and he was like, oh, the fuck it. I never even.
He couldn't blame me. I gave it to him for free.
Did anything.
But also, what's going through his head? He's like, this kid gave me a beer. And then after
better
two
not,
sips, he like, threw
not
it at the
with
wall.
This guy.
So, anyways, at this point, like, yeah, that's kind of what's going on. Oh, wait. I skipped a part. In the midst of all this, while this is, like, really going on, our friends are kind of dancing, too. And one of our buddies is on the dance floor, And he starts grinding probably with someone's girlfriend or something, because we almost all got in a fight that night too. Like,
no,
do you remember?
Because he did the tough guy thing.
Oh,
when you're walking next
yeah,
to
yeah, you're right, fuck.
Another Mayo specimen.
The shoulder.
And you're like, I'm not going to move for him. Blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to fucking shoulder pump the fuck out of it. That's what happened.
Totally avoidable.
Yeah, totally
yeah, our
avoidable.
Buddy was, yeah, I mean, yeah, like I said, they were free that night. What are you going to do?
It was all
gave him
fun.
A shoulder, and like immediately in that moment, like, you're going to come to your homie's back. So we like grab this dude and like throw him against the bar. And like, there is a lot of people working that night. I can't believe we didn't get caught either. Like, it was not that busy in there. It was a Thursday. But still, anyways,
believe it went on this long.
Yeah, dude, this is like 3 hours in. Also, we've been there for like 3 hours doing this shit. And also, yeah. So the bartender or the servers and people like all come over and they're like breaking up like this what could have been fight. And we're like, yeah, like what this guy like fucked up, and they kick him out, not us.
Yeah, they
so
did
we
not
can
kick us out.
They didn't
kick
us out. So yeah, we just keep doing the bartending gig. And at one point now, this is going on for a long time, pitchers after pitchers, and I'm like, I better go to the bathroom and steal a light bulb. Because earlier that day, Dewicki shot one out with an airsoft gun, or like earlier that week in your house. So I was like,
lighting.
Oh, you know, I gotta help the homie out. So I go into the bathroom, and this is where our past divulge here. This is where like you go into something else. I go into the bathroom to get a light bulb. I like have and like it's constant traffic, so I can't like wait till there's like a low point. And I'm like, fuck, there's everyone in here. There's a guy peeing next to me at the urinal, but I step up on the urinal, and I'm unscrewing this light bulb, and it just drops and shatters. And this kid next to me, like, he's like peeing, and he just looks at me, he's like, dude, you want to grab another one? And I was like, you're absolutely right. So I step over his urinal, I'm unscrewing his, and then I put it in my pocket, and then I'm walking out, and like all the boys are gone. I'm like, maybe they're out doing something. Maybe they're dancing. I don't know. I'm not really the dancing type. You guys were. So I was like chilling at the bar, posted up, like drinking this pitcher that we had full. And I finally hit you up, and you're like, yeah, I finally got kicked out. Like the homie got caught grinding on a server, and they kicked us out. That's what it finally took after hours.
Right.
And I was like, I'm going to grab one more for the road. So I go back around the bar one more time, stepping on all the glass and shit, and I fill up one more pitcher, and I'm walking out with it, and I put it in my jacket, and I just walk out, and all the bouncers are like, hey, like, thanks for coming. Have a good night. I was like, hey, man, you too, man. Thanks for having us.
a full pitcher.
And I have, like, one of those, like, not, like, even, not like, a windsuit, like, button-up, like, whatever the fuck those jackets are, like, skater. Yeah, windbreaker jacket. Can I just, like, have my arm out like this, like, it's broken practically, like, putting it against my side. And then I meet up with you guys in the parking lot, and we chug that thing, and that's really, I guess, is the whole thing.
That's insane. What the fuck?
Oh, dude, you fucked me up.
What happened when I went to the bathroom for you guys?
So, my roommate at the time, what the fuck did he do, dude?
Well, he shouldered the kid initially. That's he was the one who almost got us in the fight.
Yeah, so we almost got back into a fight. And then the one of the workers came and was like, okay, you guys are like obviously fucking up. Like, she found out that we were jacking beers and breaking glass and shit.
She did find that out?
Dude, she was not dumb. Like, I cannot.
Well, they must have been. They were walking around.
I can't live my life and think that these servers
and none of them
saw us
for hours.
On.
It was almost stupid.
Called him out for that shit. He was like, oh, damn, I feel really bad. Here's $20. It's like, I'm going to head out.
Oh.
$20 for hundreds of beers.
She probably pocketed that
shit. Yeah, so.
Built on the floor.
Basically, what he was saying was, here's $20. Don't fucking say anything, you motherfucking.
Well, here's okay. Let me add a little bit onto the story. So the next night, this one, yeah, again, it was a Thursday, and the next night, like, our homie Jay was coming. Finally, it was like supposed to be a skate trip, and Friday comes along, and like, we're skating that day. Whatever happened, Jay ends up coming over, whatever, and it's all irrelevant. We go to the bars that night, and we're like, should we go here or here? And everyone's like, let's just go to this bar. And I'm like, what we just did there last night? Are you kidding me? You guys went back. I was too afraid, honestly. And nothing happened out of it, but I was so fucking scared for a second there. I'll be honest.
That's fucking.
I mean, we
made
like hundreds of dollars worth of damage, but
dude, don't gotta put
like,
it
nobody like remembers faces there. Like, it's just a dark place. One of my homies was ordering a beer at the bar and just was pissing under the bar while he was ordering his
what?
Beer.
What?
And yeah, that's some of the most gangster shit I've ever fucking seen.
That's casual, yeah.
You guys got any shit coming out anytime soon?
Music? No.
Anything?
Actually, yeah. Since I've moved up to the UP, I've actually been like taking the place of like filmer again.
Oh, yeah?
I grew up being like the kid in our neighborhood or in our scene, I guess you could call it. It was like a small skate scene in the UP for sure, but some really good skaters came out of there. And I was like the guy who always like would film like the full lengths and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But then obviously I moved to KZU and like everyone else took that role, like Dave and Jay and shit like that. But since I've moved back and I have like a decent camera, I've actually been kind of taking that role again. So right now I'm filming, I guess, kind of a part.
Right.
And I'm also like filming a bunch of UP. Like, I'm trying to like maybe display.
Lot, so.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool.
Thanks for watching.
Yeah. So we were talking to Dave about a couple weekends ago, and I've never done it, but like part of me doesn't still understand.
Me
it.
And Dustin tried.
He was telling
a little
us a bunch
bit.
Of shit.
That shit's fucking hard, dude.
Honestly, with snow skating, that was something I actually picked up first before skateboarding. So it's kind of strange. I mean, winters.
I always thought it wasn't like around that long.
It has. Well, it's been around since 1998. Yeah. I didn't get into it until 2004, 2005.
Did you first ride a Premier board or like World Industries or?
It's Premier board. Premier? I had a Premier plastic, and that's the first thing I ever kick flipped on before
a
skateboarding.
Phil Smudge board?
Hell yeah.
Nah, not, Phil didn't have a board till 07, 08. Yeah, I'm a huge snow skate nerd, but yeah, I'm still doing the snow skate thing. I don't know.
Don't you guys go on a trip pretty much every year for it too? Like a pretty big one?
Well, it was kind of funny because when Dave and I were living together in Kalamazoo, we kind of planned like an annual snow skate trip. So all the dudes would come and just like clog up our apartment, like can't walk, like that. Mm-hmm. But we loved it. It was the best thing ever. Since then, like kind of as you age and shit like that too, like everything kind of gets more spread out where now the snow skate trips are more like, can you make it? We're doing this kind of thing. Or maybe these people have the time to do it. But yeah, I'm still doing the snow skating heavily, whether it be like locally with a filmer that I can find to film me or if it's a trip or whatever. But yeah, I'm still definitely doing it.
Oh yeah.
I'll have a full park coming out this fall actually. So
yeah.
Ambition is putting out another video. We've been doing them every other year at this point.
Yeah.
Because now the winters are, they've been fucked. Like unless you're up north pretty far.
They've actually been pretty kind of warm.
Dude, yeah, definitely. When I lived down here for the last how many winters, and if it snows, you have to like try to get it in. But now that it's, yeah, I don't know. It's been really hard for a lot of people to film, like, because the winters have been so short or, like.
Because a bunch of my friends and I always play pond hockey, and that's been a struggle, too.
Yeah,
but
I'm sure
like,
you've noticed.
Because, I mean, that, if it doesn't freeze, we're fucked. But, like, you can probably still get a couple of days. Because
exactly.
Dave was saying that, like, if it's, like, slushy and shit, that's, like, a
terrible.
Yeah. It's a wash.
Yeah, I've got this guy into snow skating. He actually fucking rips. He got into snow skating the last few years that I was living
done
in.
Done one kickflip.
He did multiple. Nah, he's good at it. And it, yeah, but. I mean, the last few seasons are just like hit or miss. And it's funny because initially when Dave and I were living together, like it was like you said, like the snow skate trips that we would have, it was like it was a for sure thing. Like, okay, where are we doing the trip? Like plan it and it's happening. Now it's like, hey, you guys actually can't come. We don't have snow.
Damn,
yeah, shit. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. And even if it is like, we have snow, guess what? It's also like 30 to 40 degrees. That's awful conditions.
What does that do for
it? Yeah, talk to him about
it
conditions.
It makes it slushy, right?
God, I could write you a novel.
Tell people how to make snow conditions. Skating more enjoyable because a lot of people get, they buy the snow skate and then they go out and they just have the worst time.
Yeah, well, because they probably me personally, Dustin and I bought one and bought a Dave Endry one. And,
support him.
Yeah. And fucking we would just go to like schools and skate like the plastic like lining of like
the
playgrounds.
That's the best fun you're gonna have
though. You know what I mean? But it was like, but like the snow was different, but I didn't think about that. So there was definitely some of them I was like, damn, I suck at this.
Yeah.
But then I would go to other places and be like, oh, I think I figured it out. And then like another day, like, fuck, I don't think I did. Like
that even just could have been the day you were snow skating.
Right. Yeah.
It can be spot dependent too, but with snow skating, like he was just kind of saying, it literally depends on, first of all, the weather. How warm is it? If it gets warmer, you're not going to have any grip. The snow's going to be slower.
Right.
Just all, man, it's such a conditional thing. Every day is different. You can also like snow skate a spot. And then, like, since you leave grooves all over and just, like, weird little, like, things that ice over, you come back to that spot and you can't even hit it again. It's just so fucking problematic.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to talk shit on it, but it is. It's, like, something you have to, like, figure out every day and work with even beyond skating. Like, way beyond a skating spot.
Dave was saying, like, there's a bunch of times he's gone out and, like, shoveled a spot out and then they would, like, finish shoveling and get kicked out.
No, dude. Mm-hmm. So many times you're, like...
I'd be so pissed.
Sometimes I feel like they're watching, like, wait till it gets done shoveling out the spot.
Yeah, show that. Because
we'll shovel out
the
spot.
But now you gotta go.
Yeah, like, sometimes we'll shovel out the spot and then put, like, fresh snow on it because the snow that's already there is like stale or like doesn't, it's not as fast,
right?
So we'll shovel out the whole spot down to the cement and then put like fresh snow from like a snowbank or somewhere we find in like on the grass. Sometimes I literally think people watch like, oh, let them go. They're like, they're shoveling it off, and then the moment like we're done about to put the new stuff on, like, all right, you guys got to get the fuck out of here. Like,
did they work for? Just put it back on.
So I heard if at a spot salt is already thrown down,
you're fucked.
Like, you cannot revive it.
You're right. It like I don't know if I want to say like it dehydrates the snow, but it like does something to it where your grip will be fucked up, and also it makes the snow so much slower. So even if you like,
I would assume your feet would slip more.
They do. Even if you have like extreme grip, which is like those studs, you know, like those metal studs on top of the board, it still will fuck you up. I don't know why it does that, but even if you, like, you were to shovel the spot out and then put fresh snow on it, it's almost like all that salt is like on the cement already.
It does its job.
Yeah.
You know?
It does its, yeah, like, yeah, sinks into the cement and shit. And it, like, permeates all the cracks and stuff, and then you're just, I don't know. Yeah. The spot's fucked.
I think Dave told us it, like, makes it, or it becomes almost like a paste.
It does,
so
yeah.
So you can't really,
yeah,
you can't get grooves in it or anything.
It's, yeah, it's so strange, yeah. Ultimately, it just slows, yeah, it down, and your grip's fucked. If, yeah, a salt, if a spot's salted, like, just don't, I guess. Don't even try it. I mean, you can try and just, like, be bummed out. I've done it time and time, right, again. He has too. Yeah. But it'll fuck your snow skating experience up, like, big time.
Yeah. If ambition was to turn you pro, what would your graphic look like?
I don't even know.
You haven't thought about it?
I don't know. Did I really
get
don't.
A, you, like, you get a say? Not your truck.
Do I get a say? No, I definitely get a say. I mean, like, all
should
all
be
the
you pissing into the sink of your truck.
Oh,
it should
I
just be
that
your van.
It should just be him smuggling the picture.
Yeah, your
out
van. I mean, yeah,
the van's
already
a good one.
Didn't
but
they already do that with,
yeah,
Josh?
Yeah. So our buddy, actually, yeah, the whole van idea even for, well, wasn't like the whole idea came from him, but our,
yeah,
buddy Josh.
Yeah, I was
Josh
wondering
Oaks,
that. Like, I feel like that was Alex's question. Is like, why did you?
Why the van?
Or like, why
are
the
you
van
people doing that? Yeah.
The van thing. I mean,
piss jug mode.
Freedom, baby.
I feel like it's definitely become a more of, like, I wouldn't say an epidemic, but it's more common nowadays with, like, people of our age. But for me,
midlife crisis.
Yeah, that definitely
quarter life crisis.
Even, yeah, people just being in debt and shit, they're like, I gotta get the fuck out of this. If I just live in a small space and, like, don't pay rent,
yeah,
make it work. But our buddy Josh Oaks, who also writes for Ambition,
yeah,
like a bunch of other companies, amazing skater. He actually did the van thing first before me and Zach, at least. And I would spend so much time with him on snow skate trips, and, like, I would ride in his van, and I was like, man, this is, like, a great concept. And he would talk about how why he liked it and stuff. So at that moment, I was working IT at a hospital, and I was, like, making okay money, so I was saving it up, and I was, like, towards the idea of doing that. So that's just how that came about, talking with him and being like, you know, I'm going to do this too.
Yeah.
And then Zach, I don't know, he had the same interest, I guess. I don't know. And you beat me to it for sure.
I got my inspiration from not only Josh Oaks, because he was.
Yeah.
But my brother, like, lived out of a van for, like, 2 years.
I forgot about that. Yeah, your brother Ben's a rock climber. So
he did
he
that.
Was,
yeah, he did that pretty early on.
Yeah, which is, I guess, a
and
very
I
common
always,
thing.
I always would talk mad shit. I would just tell
really?
Him he was
I feel
a kook.
Like you'd be all about it.
Not when he first did it. Like, I was still a little younger, and I was like, "Damn, you're just a huge fucking,
you're fucking loser."
No, I'm just kidding. My bad. But nah,
it just was, look down upon him for it or whatever.
No, I was just like, I don't know, just cracking jokes, you know, the predator jokes, the piss joke jokes, all that type of shit.
The classic ones we get now, yeah.
But then I, you know, I grew up and I was like, damn, that shit, that's actually pretty dope sick.
It's practical in ways and it makes sense.
I mean, I was able to travel the whole fucking nation off of a fucking a dollar, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
And it was really easy and it was super convenient.
Yeah.
Where's like your favorite place? You
West Texas.
Yeah. Texas is tight.
West Texas,
the border sucks.
Is so sick. Lawless.
The border sucks?
At Texas, they're kind of almost like an internet. Or yeah, they're kind of like an international border.
Well, when you
border
take the highway, I forget what highway
like, they'll
it
check
is,
you for
right
like drugs
there
and shit, where no other state boundaries do that. When we were on tour and shit,
if you're within
100
miles of the border, they're allowed to do highway patrol checks.
Yeah.
To where you go through these highway checks, and if they're open, you have to fucking go through and talk to customs. Even though you're in U.S.,
yep,
driving
right,
to
yeah,
U.S.,
that's
as long as you're within 100 miles of the border.
It's my only complaint about that area.
And I was, like, super fucking stoned going through one of those, and I was like, oh, man. Like, I did not know this existed. But it was super easy. The first one I ever did, they just wanted to look in the back of the van and make sure that I didn't have any people back there.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, yeah, it's just me.
Yeah, and just me and some piss jokes.
That was the one I was super stoned for. Right. And then the second one, they were like, are you a U.S. citizen? I say yeah. And
I say yeah.
They said, okay.
Okay.
And that was that.
Yeah, I noticed that too. I threw all my weed out the window, and then we got there. And
that's
were,
what my brother did. He wasted like a yep whole half ounce. He
I didn't
want out the window.
I just threw a few grams out the window and like a one hitter. But
there's probably so much weed on like the ground right before the fucking stop
right
station.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Oh, I realized they're looking for like people who are illegally coming to the country and shit like that. But I didn't understand
that.
Because
like,
everyone in the van was convincing me like, dude, you better throw out your weed.
Need a light?
Yeah, you got one?
Yep.
All right, don't forget it. Thank you.
What do you got brewing up over there, Alex?
If you flick an ant.
Jesus.
How far do you think that was for him?
Dude, ants could take over the world if they only knew it.
Exactly.
Fucking fruit flies
there's
can
like,
take over the
what's
world.
What's the, like, the ratio there's
fucked.
There's
like a million ants per human.
Yep, it's something like that. It's
what?
Mm-hmm. But I always wondered that.
You've
like,
seen like how they, whenever they're like a flood hits, they all like join fucking arms and like make Hold a fucking on. Raft and like support
and their body
the
strength is fucked too. They can it's fucked. They can like lift like 500 times their body weight. That's a way off number.
Ants could take over the world.
Something like that. Yeah, ants are nuts. 100%. What was the question?
That is kind of crazy though. Like, how far like, does he go? Like, yeah. Picture there's an ant on this table and you flicked it off the table.
That's like, all scaling. You got to understand like what that is to us and them.
Like, let's say you're at let's say you're at Peter Preston's house, your old house. Do you flick him to Davis Park or something like that? Like, how far is
for them? It probably even more for them.
That's what I'm wondering.
If we're scaling it down to their
They're
body
used to
size,
it,
yeah, yeah. Well, it's funny though because you can drop
that's normal for them.
You can. You ever think about like how their weight plays a part? You could drop them from that height and they're fine. But we'd fucking
the terminal
die.
Velocity is we, not yeah, that yeah. great.
That's what it is. Exactly.
Like what's the height physics. That what's the height that you could drop an ant that kills it?
That's what I'm saying.
No height.
Could never. Yeah. Could
no height.
Never?
You don't think so?
No height is tall enough to kill an ant.
No
is
way.
Is that physically proven?
I'm telling you, they are wrapped in armor. They will fuck us. They will take over the world.
But I mean, but then we can just step on it and it dies. But yeah. Like, I can throw it off. But I can throw it off my house.
Easy.
How does that work?
House for sure.
Fucking.
You can throw it off the Empire State Building. And it'll survive.
Gravity's a lie.
I mean, you ever watch Ant Bully?
Good point.
You don't mess with ants.
Do not.
Have you ever seen ants with a Z? It's like Bugs Life with swears.
Damn. True.
Ants was way more badass.
It was.
Yeah.
I'll drink some Jubilee on that.
Yeah, I'm getting too stoned, dude. I gotta get some fucking Jubilee in my system.
I'll have to look
right
up the
back, back, baby.
And so, give it to you, but there was something I saw that was like how many seconds or time it would take to watch every episode of The Simpsons. I can't remember what it was.
They're on over season 30 at this point.
It was something
fucked. Yeah,
started
in 89.
It would take, or no, they said if it was like every day.
I think I know what Corey's going to say. Yeah.
It was
yeah.
every
yeah.
day.
Because they're over 365.
FX did it, though, for a second there.
Yeah, they're over 365 episodes, which it would explain why they haven't aged that much.
Because every episode
it's only
is just
been
one day.
Because it's only been
if we're going off that prime,
yeah. That's what I was thinking of. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that.
Because right. I always think about South Park. They've been in fourth grade for the last 23 years.
Yeah. They went from third to fourth though, like in the fourth season, and then it's been the same. Have you noticed?
Yeah. Because they had that like really crazy intro where it says
fourth grade. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
This Jubilee's almost.
But
wait,
were you skating terms?
Yeah. Did you guys like elaborate on the skating?
Shit, you did to some extent about how. Well, we said how like you got one of my favorite.
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying. How
of yours
but. Makes me skate better. I mean, which just sounds like some stupid fucking.
It does, but
alcoholic
I agree.
Shit, but it's not true.
You know when you wake up almost brain dead from a hangover and it almost helps you skate because you're not thinking beyond the fact of like the moment.
Exactly. Yeah, you have like a
short, maybe you're not thinking at all. Like, so, like
you just don't really care. You're just like, whatever. I'm just gonna fucking pop this trick, flip it around, and fucking land on
it's
it.
It's also almost like I don't give a shit if I slam type thing. It's like I'm just whatever.
You're probably just skating. You're not thinking about it.
Exactly. And I'm a really like conscious skater. I like fix up spots, sweep all the rocks. It fucking like impedes.
When you're hungover, none of that matters.
It doesn't. But then I'm hungover and I'm like, I kind of go into it with a mindset where I'm goofing around, and sometimes that works out for the better. Yeah. Actually, that night after. I got my first line. I got one of my favorite lines
the next
for
day.
A dirt video. Yeah, that's with the Smith flip line.
What?
But Farmer's Market or Farmer it. Jack. Yeah, you filmed it.
I remember now.
Farmer Jack.
I filmed a couple Smith flips. That's why I was confused.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's only trick I fucking know. Fuck that trick. Yeah.
What about skating drunk though? Because I feel like I'm terrible at.
There's
that.
A fine line with that.
Yeah.
I think everyone can agree that it's like
skating drunk is not as good as skating hungover. I'm
well,
telling.
Well, no, of course not.
But yeah,
okay.
Well,
skating hungover.
Skating drunk.
You gotta get into
it
too. It
helps until it's just like playing pool. Like you hit your prime when you're at the bar.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you fucking completely lose it.
Well, also people talk about
you
the idea
have one
of
more
like,
beer and you're fuck. You can't hit
here's
a
the
shot.
Thing. If you drink same then thing. Skate, or if you drink while you skate, that's a whole different thing too. Like let's say I have like
100%.
Three beers while skating, and I'm already like in that mentality. Or you drink then skate, and you're already going in a little.
Because then
buzzed.
You stand it. Well, yeah. Because I have like two good examples for that. Is like. There was one time me and Randy Smith like went to the bar and we drank all night and like at 2 o'clock we tried to bomb a hill and like couldn't even stand on our boards right.
Bad,
that time
bad.
And time
that's
again.
Not, that's not the
but
kind
then,
of drunk skating.
But then there's like, but then there's like the times where like we would drink, we would like go bowling and like you would drink and like the second game of bowling you felt good because you were like loose, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like and then like third game you're just throwing the ball around because you don't fucking know. What
you're just throwing it in other lanes.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
You're trying too hard in the first one, then the second one you're just like,
yeah.
Same.
Like, well, I'm drunk and loose. Yeah.
There's a window.
So
for
yeah,
sure.
It's like yeah, if you're yeah, especially if you're like already drinking and then you try to stand on your board, like forget it.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
Dude,
I've actually saw you. I feel like I've also seen you fucking slam hungover. Do you remember that time he tried to wally pole jam like this little handrail that like went up a little like two stairs or some shit?
I remember that.
Okay, there's this handrail that you could actually skate up. It like starts out at knee height, and it's a very small handrail. You can go up it though in Kalamazoo. In the beginning of it's like rounded, so you could jam 50 up it. And no one was filming, and we kind of look at Dewicky. I know we were drinking heavy the night before. He hits, and usually he's good at, I mean, you're good at pole jamming up rails, but the moment he hit it, he kind of got stuck and just went right into the stairs, and his whole like shoulders got ripped open. I laughed really hard, though.
I like flipped out toe side on the rail and like flipped over, like tore my head on the other side of the railing.
I just remember
like a handicap rail.
I remember watching your shoulder stop it, though. Like your head was like over the stairs and your shoulder was in them.
I still have the scar, like, dude. Like on the shoulder right there?
It was such a funny slam.
No freckles there?
God damn.
Yeah, so, what was probably your most productive tipsy drunks, you know, session?
Or even you're hungover.
Dude.
You said
or even so hungover. Multiple times. Even this morning, today.
Yeah, well, you guys made it
that
work.
That was sick, dude.
Hey, you guys went
to
skate.
I went to this bar. I didn't even have to warm up.
It was raining.
Yeah,
we
started hitting shit without even trying. Kickflip this, tray flip that.
Yeah.
It was sick.
We watched Slap One in a Million with Forrest Edwards, and we got so fucking hyped.
You harnessed your inner Forrest Edwards.
Not
and
even trying.
Dude, Forrest. There he goes. Oh, Jubilee's gone.
Any UP story, the Aqua
clearly
Duke,
that's the fan favorite.
The
wait, hang on.
On Chapel Beach.
Hang on, guys. Yo, I got
tons of different stuff.
I got a question.
What?
Where's the electric one?
Where'd the puddle drink go?
So I'm just
that's the one we drank? No, we drank Jubilee.
It's gone.
Yeah, where's the puddle water?
Did they take it in the other room?
Maybe.
Dude, if anything, Al took it. He gets drink. Like that.
You guys got the other mad dog over there?
No. Okay. Yeah, that's super suspicious.
Yeah. The missing mad dog.
Oh, fuck. No, dude, my bad. I took it out earlier.
Tired.
My bad.
That's actually Warren's favorite. He was trying to take it home.
That shit is nasty.
It's in my backpack, dude. I'm sorry.
That's his favorite one.
No, actually, I pulled it down when we were doing the roulette. I just realized.
Danny, if you guys want any drink? No. You guys want a mad dog?
Tones are DD.
All right.
Tone's driving my baby, my van.
Oh, Al got up. What do you want, dog?
Al's going to drink.
Drink the Merc water.
Yo, Al, you got something to say?
You want the puddle water? Yeah, come on in.
Al, why don't you
get in here,
dude.
Come sit with me.
Come sit with me.
That looks questionable.
Tell him about how you used to
do it. It's actually not that bad.
You look wasted and make
bad. Or whatever.
Yeah, you do look tired,
hey,
dog.
Hey, talking to the mic, though.
Yeah.
Just say, hi. Hi, I'm Al.
Al used to wear a fedora and do these weird hand plants. We watched an old part of Al today, and it was actually more impressive than anything I've ever seen. I actually respect him more. aside from the fedora, that was a good part.
4 or 5 years ago.
No, that was something that should never ever happen again.
Nah, I think it was a joke, right?
What, the fedoras?
Yeah, it was like sitting in my car. It was like my mom's or something, and we...
Whose was it?
Pontiac skating, and I decided to throw on the fedora, and looking back at the footage, I'm like, holy shit, what was I doing wearing that?
Imagine some really good clips just fucking useless because of the fedora. That's pretty much what it was.
And like, just, damn, this homie just fucking crooked
like
Pontiac 14, but he's got a fucking fedora.
Dude, back lift it.
Doesn't count.
Yeah,
doesn't check it back.
Pontiac 14. If you looked at the footage, you'd be like, eh, maybe a little underwhelming, because I definitely didn't crook. Yeah, 14 and a fedora, because that made a fedora be kind of cool.
That would actually be pretty dope.
Those spots, man. Pontiac 5 and 14, what a shame.
You know, rails are gone.
Some of the best spots I've
R.I.P.
ever.
R.I.P. Rip.
Yeah.
Well,
what
Pontiac.
Do you think?
Man, a lot of things went down in Pontiac.
Fuck
it's
yeah.
Dude, it's kind of fucked up. Like, how many, like, gnarly tricks have been done there.
Dude,
not
yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's a blind stare. A lot of people don't talk about how that 14 is blind, though. You run up to it, and you can't see it till the
end
of it.
Oh, you
can't.
It's
fucking terrifying.
You're right.
Never been there.
I mean, Dave.
Really?
Dave doing that big spin front board.
Dude, on a snow skate is gnarly
stupid,
as fuck,
man.
Dude.
Legendary.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. What, like, three? Did he do it twice?
He did it
times?
More. Yeah. Everyone's
the first
already
time
celebrating,
he did it, yeah.
And he's running back up the stairs like, guess it's not good
because there's, like, the raw cut. He's like, oh, hang on one more. And everyone's like, what the fuck you mean?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, like, Dom was on that sesh,
like,
too.
-2 out. He's wearing
it was. It was nighttime. We went back there at night to do it, and, like, we prepped it. He actually tried it, I think, earlier in that week or something. Or no, I filmed a line with him doing ollie over the five stair and then front boarding it. And he was saying, like, I want to big spin front board it. And I'm like, yeah, I know you can do it. But
right.
That's fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, if he puts his mind to it, he's probably going to fucking at least go for it.
Yeah, once Dave gets into that, like, mindset. Yeah.
And he has that trick super well. And yeah, right. I knew in his case, if he did try it, he'd probably do it.
Oh, yeah.
Worked out. That was fucked, though. And then, yeah, I mean, the Pontiac 5 is so fucking sick, too. I mean, it's a bummer that one's gone, but a lot of good tricks on that, too. Like, he front crooked it, too.
Dude, I filmed Carell front blunt it, which
dude,
is gnarly.
That is fucked.
Yeah.
I remember, I'm about to say, I bought that video to see that front blunt.
All right.
Dave was like, I didn't really, like, know you guys at the time. And,
yeah.
And he's like, dude, this kid actually front blunts it. And I was like, so I bought that video. Was it wheel?
Or that one video.
That one video, yeah. I still have it.
Damn,
with
old.
All, like, the internet, like, play-ons, like, Internet Explorer and shit. Yeah. I literally was like, dude, I need to see this fucking front
like
blunt.
Like, when Vine came out.
Goddamn. Yes. Yeah, that's fucked, though. Front blunt's crazy. I mean, so much shit's been done on it. Feeble kickflip.
Yeah, so many fucking gnarly shit on there.
Yeah. Maybe I ask you guys a couple questions.
Yeah, what do you got?
No, I was just saying, maybe.
I don't know. We're about to turn this shit around.
You're filming right now, right?
Oh, yeah, every year.
I know, of course. You're productive.
That's all
with
I
that.
Do. It kind
of
pisses me off, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever thought about, is the one-year video getting taxing? You've been doing them for a minute. A one-year video is like, fuck. You got to make it a point to do it.
That's like,
at least for us, like, towards.
It is kind of gnarly because it's like, I've done it so many, was every year since 2014.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So, like, to the point, when I was at the premiere, Francois's premiere, there's a couple people that were just like, you got a video? You guys coming here? And even you said it to me yesterday. Like, can we expect another video this year? I'm like, fuck. So, like, especially, like, this time of year when it's, like, starting to get shitty out and I only have, like, 2 months left to edit, I'm like.
Looking at it like,
God damn it, dude. But Truth be told, as cliche as it sounds, like, that's the reason I do it. This premiere night, that shit's so much fun, dude.
Absolutely,
there's so much fun.
Truthfully,
it's funny how even like while you're filming a part, you're still thinking about that. I don't know, maybe that's just me, but I think about like, okay, who's gonna watch this?
I love getting everyone to come in.
Yeah, like, I don't even want to say like narcissistically, but it's like that moment is so fucking fun.
Yeah, it's
that
fun.
You're already thinking of that moment. Yeah, everyone's like all the homies are coming out. That's like the proving ground.
I'm filming an HD part right now with Dan too.
Hell yeah. Which dude, goddamn, yeah.
Which is going to blow minds.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, he's been doing some.
Yeah. It's funny because, like, he'll post something on Instagram and, like, all the comments
some
will
sorcery.
Be like, they'll be like, what the fuck? That's crazy. You did that. And it's like,
well, he had a part
up.
In TCB.
Yeah.
That was fucking awesome.
This new part's, like,
dude,
way gnarlier.
Big fan. Dude. That's awesome.
What about you, Zach?
What about me?
You working on something?
He already said that.
I've just been filming, like, UP shit.
My bad.
I've been filming in as filmer lately and filming for the UP homies, Upper Peninsula, and doing.
Okay.
But I'm not like, you know.
Hit me up sometime.
I miss it down here.
We can skate together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I miss people filming.
Do we
got
a clip
for
my video yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah. Where's your clip at?
Oh, yeah. Me and Austin skated that big
I can
see
dude, we all skated. I got a clip
you guys were there for multiple. I don't know.
Wait, you skated that yesterday too?
I kickflip no slid it.
We are leaking.
Whatever.
Footage language. I don't know.
Everyone skips my part anyway. So.
Not true. Okay, here's the thing. I watch parts based on not skill. It's about humans.
Okay.
I'm huge on that.
I'm kind of the same way, to be honest.
People ask me, like, what is your... Today, I think Al was like, what gets you hyped to skate? And I was like, honestly, my favorite thing to watch is Midwest skating. I'm such a fucking skate nerd. I want
to
watch every Midwest skater. Because
you relate to it.
It's true.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And rather it be Midwest skater or an actual friend, then it's just bonus points. If I'm watching someone I know skate, I'm so fucking hyped.
I don't watch like a lot
like,
of
their skill.
Internet parts, particularly. But like, I'll watch Preston's like verdict part all the fucking time.
Oh, for
dude,
sure.
Preston's
that's
verdict part.
Funny.
I love that one.
It gets old.
God damn, is that
those,
funny?
Those skits are so good,
dude.
Dude,
at the premiere, I was actually like, I was laughing out loud.
Because like, I used to literally sit on Thrasher and watch parts, but now I think it's just I'm so numb
we're
to
all,
it.
Yeah,
too.
We're all numb to it. Yeah,
it's not that I don't do that. I watch those,
so
but in the end of the day, what I'm gonna watch to get hyped to skate or just like really get excited about is like if you guys make something, anything that's Midwest.
I think it impresses me more too when somebody I know doing it.
That's what I'm saying.
Someone I completely will never meet.
Yeah. That too, even.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. If it were up to me, I'd never watch Shane O'Neill ever fucking skate again. I fucking hate watching that. I'll say it. Good skater. Actually, probably the best in the world. I don't care.
My favorite robot, though.
My favorite robot. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I agree.
Hell yeah, man. Yeah, for sure.
That's what happens when you have a skate park in your back fucking yard.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't care about it.
Should we chug some...
Wait.
No.
Do you think... this might be an awful idea. What if we pass one of these around till it ends?
Which one?
One of the Mad Dogs.
We just wait until that. How many minutes we got left on there?
I would vote the Electric Melon. 309. Or the Blue Raspberry.
Oh, we got 309.
You only got 3 minutes left.
3 minutes.
We could do it in 3 minutes.
Oh, let's finish one.
Let's finish the puddle water. God.
Yeah, I agree.
Actually, this one tastes good.
I'm down with that. Color. I really don't want to drink the red ones. I'm sorry.
I honestly don't fuck with the blue
red
one.
Ones are fucking
I think
bad,
Jubilee
dude.
And this are good, but like the blue one,
no, this one's
I
actually
don't
fine.
Like.
Right. It's off
this
color.
Is
it's
reason
just,
why the Jubilee's
it's off-putting, but it's not bad.
The Jubilee went quick. Yeah.
Let's just close right. out this
I'm
card.
Start
close
it out.
Start out.
Yeah, go ahead, dude.
We're in agreement.
We can talk and stuff.
Left
if we
is
want
law.
To, you know?
You got.
I feel like DeWicki's got a lot on his mind.
You got 230.
He's kind of like poking at me.
Yeah, like he's got
talking about.
Go ahead and talk while Zach drinks.
Well, okay, so pretty much when I'm at Warden. I was like, okay, this is the funniest motherfucker ever. In minimal.
I still, dude, you are
I
the
still,
funniest motherfucker ever.
I still claim that no, the funniest order of KZoo is you, then Jay, and then I think it's a tie between Preston and Peter.
Jay Baldwin.
Yeah.
Peter and Preston are so goddamn funny to
together.
Those dudes feeding off each other.
They're
like,
A and B.
When I watched this lucid dreaming, I was
dude.
Like in my car watching it, giggling out loud by myself.
Yeah.
Those dudes are so funny.
But dude, Jay.
Nah,
fucking gets
I can't
me.
Be put in there because even Dave is so funny. If
Dave
he wants
is
to be.
Funny,
he actually
yeah.
gets.
Oh,
I don't
man.
Know. And all you guys too. Zach makes me laugh every
true.
Fucking day.
You KZoo
so.
Fuckers got.
I don't know. I can't.
I make you laugh with.
I'm
just
feeding off them.
Is
dude.
Only funny to you though.
Like, it
the,
is.
The last. The last time we were. The last time we were in KZoo, Dave was like hyped on gutters. Like, dude, did I follow
that? Makes too much sense.
Did I follow you on that? I mean, I literally made a gutter Instagram, and I just go around taking photos of fucking gutters.
Gosh, dude, was it because he had that whole gutter incident with the city? He told me about that.
Yeah, he was telling
poor
us about
guy.
It. Yeah, he was telling us about it, and then we're just like looking, just driving around, like picking up,
looking at gutters that have not abided by the city law.
He's like, if I honk 13 times, that means I see a half round gutter.
Yeah, and then he just, he literally, no joke, did it and just pointed out his window, and we fucking found it.
Damn it!
We'd get out of the car and be like, "You see that half round?
We got 1 minute left. So what do you?
All right, we got 1 minute.
This.
Everyone
we gotta
just
finish this up.
Yeah, we got to finish this off just in a go. Minute. It's not gonna happen, dude.
What have I ever said to you that was that funny? Honestly,
dude.
Well,
even
it's all
even
super
you,
offensive.
Even you so yesterday, it, dude. It's like thing. Subtle shit with you because yesterday you were like you.
That's
you,
how I operate.
You went and stood on top of the ledge spot yesterday, and you're like, "You guys mind if I just chill here for a little bit?"
That was me looking at it though. Yeah, I don't know.
How's he doing it?
Oh, there you go.
God,
right.
Hell yes.
Hey, that was easy.
I think it's what we need.
Yeah, that was so easy. We should probably do the blue raspberry, too.
I don't know about that.
All right, we got 30 seconds left. Appreciate
you.
You
guys got work tomorrow or something?
Appreciate you, dudes.
Yeah. Thank
we
you.
Got, we
yeah.
got like 20 seconds
cheers.
Left.
Hey, people on, forget man. I'm also the biggest fan of the show. That sucks.
Hey, you are. I love you.
Yeah.
I come
yeah,
on sir. Here as a fanboy.
I literally brought it back for you.
Thank
I'm
you.
So happy that you guys got all the Mad Dog.
Dude, yeah,
thank
you guys
so
for that.
For
thank
that.
You guys for having us.
Oh, yeah, dog.
You guys
yeah.
are really great.
Cheers.
Awesome.
Right. Yeah, boys.